remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night. Say them always. All hail Biafra.
Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet. We are welcoming you today to this edition of the News Hour, coming to you live and direct from the studios of Radio Biafra here in London. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I happen to be the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the special grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. Wherever you are on this planet Earth, we are welcoming you. As always, we say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, even good night to some people, because Radio Biafra, unlike most other broadcasters, is listened to live. I must repeat, is listened to live and direct in every country on this planet where you have Biafrans. We are welcoming you, please. As always, we would ask you to invite at least 10 of your friends to join you. You can ask them to come into your room, into your flat, into your maisonette, into your apartment, into your house, into your mansion, into your palace. Please open up any listening device that you have and congregate around it, because this is a time for people to get together, to understand, to realize that we owe it as a duty, not only to the living, but also our obligation to the dead, is to make sure that Biafra is restored as quickly as possible so that we can do away with some of the evil that we're about to bring you this evening. A lot of things are happening, as always, and it is our duty to report it to the whole world. Anytime something happens to Biafran people, it is incumbent upon Radio Biafra to bring it to our knowledge, our attention, so we can discuss it, we can report it, we can analyze it, we can learn lessons from it. If you don't learn anything from what Radio Biafra brings to you, that means you are not worthy to be listening to this radio station, because this is the only place you can come to and become educated. You educate us and we enlighten you in return. Because Radio Biafra is here to stand for Biafra and nothing else. We are a one-issue radio station. We are not here to discuss politics. We are not here to discuss anything else apart from the things that would lead us into the restoration of Biafra. Please go onto your Facebook pages. Go onto your BlackBerry. Use WhatsApp if you have it. If you don't have any of these, if you have email facility, please use it. Tell those around you that you are listening to Radio Biafra, that you are privileged enough to listen to Radio Biafra, because those listening to Radio Biafra are those called in spirit to come and serve the noble cause that is the restoration of Biafra in truth and honesty. Once again, please, we are welcoming you. We enjoy your company. We have a lot of lively debates here. It's an open platform. Radio Biafra projects the voice of the distressed, the dispossessed, the deported, the bombed, and the hopeless to all the ends of the earth. As we said yesterday, some people came from Germany to see us. They said that the evil people are listed as endangered people. Endangered people. There is a university in Germany conducting a research on only four nations, four peoples of the world that are listed, are classified as endangered species of humanity. And we happen to be one of them. Today, we are going to start to reverse all of that. We are telling the world that we are not endangered. We are telling them that we are threatened. Yes, that is true. We are threatened because we are the children of God. But we are not endangered because we are here. Radio Biafra is here to keep the fire burning, to keep the flame of hope alive. Because as night follows day, every day Radio Biafra is on the air. The only thing we'll talk about is how we are going to restore Biafra. That is why it's more than a church. It's more than a school. Because when you go to church, there's only one subject. It's the Word of God, the Bible. The same thing here. Only one word that we have, Biafra. How do we restore it? That is why we say all the time that Biafra will remain our religion. On this station, Radio Biafra is where we will continue to worship. And the only one true creator, only one God, Chukwu Abiyama, is our God. We seek no permission from no man or woman, only from God himself in heaven. That is why we are going to prevail against every force of darkness. We are going to prevail every demon, over every demon of prevarication, every demon that is seeking to draw us back. I love all these challenges because we are going to overcome them. Eventually, that you may begin to believe in what we are telling you. That is what God is trying to do with us. And we are not going to fail you. We cannot lie to you. We cannot deceive you. Above all, we cannot deceive the memory of the 3.5 million people who are dead, some of them buried in the north, some of them, their grave being grazed over by cattle. That is why we welcome you with open arms and with very good heart. Sometimes people say to me that you are too harsh with our people. And I say to them that quinine is not very sweet. You need to take it in order for you to be well. Taking injection is not a palatable thing for anybody to take, child or an adult. But you have to take it before you have, because you need to be well. Our people are dying and are in a coma. We need to wake them up. If you go to the emergency unit of a hospital, when somebody is in a coma, there is something they use to try to wake the person. Is it called defibrillator or whatever it's called to wake the person up? You will see it in movies. They rub a gel on it and they rub it together. Maybe Dr. Uzokwe is somewhere listening. He can tell us. You rub it together and you charge it up the way you charge a car battery up. And then they put it on the body and everybody runs away. You are putting current into a dead body because you want to wake it up. You don't give the same treatment to somebody who is conscious, who is living. That treatment only applies to people who are about to die or people who have slipped into coma. You want to revive them, resuscitate them, get them up. It's called resuscitation. That is what we are doing, trying to awaken the spirit of the people that fought against the whole world for 3 years. We are trying to awaken the spirit of the people that never conquered any other nation and nobody conquered them. We are trying to awaken the spirit of Ezioku Bondo through his life. That is why Radio Biafra can never close. Never, not on this planet. It cannot happen. Because the foundations of this very radio station, owned and financed by genuine Biafran people all over the world, is anchored on truth and honesty. It cannot move. And that was what our ancestors taught us. Truth is life. It's Ezioku Bondo. We are welcoming you, please. I'm delighted to say that we have Carol Monday with us here in the studio, and also Chidera is joining us from Tennessee in the USA, and Barrister Mames will be with us in about roughly 6 minutes. Before we go ahead, please, Carol, welcome our wonderful listeners, please.
Good evening. I want to follow up on what you said. The truth is light, and if you flick on a light switch, the lazy sleepers in the room are going to curse you to turn off the light. And truth is light, and we're here tonight to tell you the truth and to shame the devil. So hello, everybody, in truth and honesty.
Thank you very much. And please, Chidera.
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra, wherever you are on the planet. Good morning, like usual. Good afternoon, good night to even some of you. And I'm welcoming you to today's edition of the News Hour from here, Tennessee, USA. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That is Chidera for you. Please, if you want to join Radio Biafra, it's quite simple. If people are wondering how they can partake, in this wonderful ceremony, in this style of worship, so to speak, please ask them to log into www.radiobiafra.co, not .com, .co, or they can join us via peopleofbiafra.org or beliehumanrights.org. We own all these websites. If you want to get through to Bilia, you come through us. No other means, no other website. It has to be via Radio Biafra, or that very people are not telling you what you want to hear in relation to the message concerning the restoration of Biafra in truth and honesty. We cannot afford to lie. Any day we lie, we close down. We cannot afford to deceive our people. If we do that, we will not live to see the next day. We have entered into a covenant with our people that we cannot maltreat them. They may maltreat us. They can kidnap us. They can starve Radio Biafra of funds. People can laugh at us and say, oh, leave them. We want them to close because they're saying the truth. Because people don't like the truth. They might even say, oh, no, watch them. They are not going to get this transmitter. They want to start a revolution. Yes, we are going to start a revolution without an apology to anybody. Because as I keep saying, Frederick Lugard left Scotland and came to my land without a visa. No passport, no visa. He came with guns, knives, and sword. Killed my people, took over our lands, and handed us over lock, stock, and barrel to the infidels from the north. And if we fail to reverse that trend, it means that we would have been born under bondage, freed for only 3 years that we fought the war. Isn't it quite ironic? The time we were fighting war was when we were free as a people. That is what we're going to do, is to be free from the bondage called Nigeria in every way possible. Please, Chidera, the number for people to get us on this evening, it doesn't change. It is still the same number. If you is on the top right-hand corner of your system, +44783-1308376. You can join us on Skype as well. We don't want to take too many, or we don't want to advertise too many platforms to get hold of us. Please stick to your phone and onto Skype as well. You should be able to get us. Those calling us now should please wait until we ask you to do so. Chidera, if you be kind enough, I have to speak correct English so that people may know that we are educated. And I'm waiting for the Igbo session to come. I love my language so much. Once we get things in place, we'll be able to have 2 hours of Igbo session as well every day. 2 hours of Ibibio and Efik, and also 2 hours of Ijo as well. If we have people from Idoma to help us, then they are more than welcome to do so. Give us the news headlines today, the 12th day of August in the year of our Lord 2013, and the accompanying news summary, please, if you may.
The news headlines. I prayed to God before I launched attack against Biafra, Gowon said. Politics of the jungle as President Goodluck Jonathan's mother donates hostel to university. Why we sold our son for 0.5 million naira, parents as pastor impregnates church worshipper. British MEP supported for attack on thieving African leaders. The news in detail. General Yakubu Gowon, the former military head of state of Nigeria and the man responsible for the death of 3.5 million Biafrans at the weekend, tasked President Goodluck Jonathan to take the case of Boko Haram insurgency in the country to God, adding that when faced with similar situation on Biafra, he consulted God in prayers before taking up arms against Biafra secessionists. The chairman and convener of Nigeria Pray made this disclosure in Sapele Delta State at the instance of the Second Synod of the Diocese of Sapele Anglican Communion, before and during the launch of the federal government's offensive against Biafra. I went on my knees and prayed to the Almighty, asking that all actions taken to protect our nationhood should be out of love, not hatred, that we should be guided in all our tasks, and that we should do only those things that are acceptable to Him. God answered our prayers, and the result was that we were able to achieve fast and deep reconciliation, the kind of which had not been achieved in the history of civil wars in the world, Gowon said. The war criminal and former Nigerian leader prescribed similar antidotes to overcome Boko Haram and other terrorists hell-bent in capsizing the ship of the country. He urged Nigerians, especially Christians, to engage the fireworks of prayer and love to pull down the walls of terrorism. Gowon, who spoke on the theme of the Synod, the Church, Instruments of Nationality, Unity and Development, warned Christians against engaging in religious wars to avenge the killing of Christians in the North. We do not need to take up arms or be lured to fight religious wars, as has happened in the Middle East. We should leave vengeance to God and allow government to handle issues of justice and the promotion of law and order in the society, the elder statesman warned. According to him, political office holders should always remember that power belongs to God and should therefore seek his guidance and direction to bring about development to the society. The unending spectacle that is Nigerian politics took a turn for the worse over the weekend when Federal University Otoke Bayelsa State yesterday played host to President Goodluck Jonathan, who was at the campus to commission 20 self-contained flats donated to the newly established institution in Obia local government area by Madam Eunice Ayi Jonathan, his mother. Where and how the president's mother got the money to finance such a project remains a mystery to keen observers of the Nigerian politics. That the president and his advisors chose to publicize this initiative may lend credence to the fact that the money for the financing of the hostel was legitimately acquired. The ceremony was witnessed by the state governor, Mr. Seriake Dixon, Anambra State Governor, Mr. Peter Obi, Minister of Niger Delta Affairs, Elder Godsey Urubebe, Vice Chancellor of the University, Professor Mobolaji Aloko, and the president's mother. As men of the Nigerian police, Imo State Command continued to probe the alleged sale of a six-month-old boy to a teacher based in Onitsha, Anambra State. The culprits and parents of the victim, Prince Sunday Okori and his wife, Sarah Okori, have given reasons for selling their baby. Speaking to newsmen while they were being paraded at the command headquarters away, the father of the sold boy, Prince Sunday Okori, said that as the only surviving son of the dead parents, poverty forced him to sell the newborn baby. We were 10 in our father's house. I happened to be the only surviving child of my parents. We are poor and had no money to survive. It is for this that we decided to sell the baby for the sake of money, he said. Corroborating the statement of the husband, Mrs. Okori said that the hardship prompted them to offer one of their children, who happens to be the only male, for sale. We had no money and needed to survive. That is why when the opportunity to make money by selling our son came, we grabbed it. The police in Owerri had on Tuesday told journalists how the Okoris residing in Amoka in Anambra State conspired to sell their four-month-old baby for money. They allegedly met a suspected child trafficker, one Dr. Mrs. Sandra Odimega of Favor Hospital and Maternity, and one mama, who took them into custody until 22nd July 2013 when the doctor met a willing buyer, Ebere Ngozi Gloria Akalite, a teacher of number 1 Isunjaba Street, Awada Onisha, who bought the baby at a cost of 500,000 naira. On reasons why she bought the baby, Akalite, who also confessed to the act, said that lack of children forced her to buy the baby. I had only one child. I wanted to complement the only one I have with the new baby, she noted. Meanwhile, a man of God from 1880 saying, but resident at Obo may have gone beyond his boundaries by having carnal knowledge of a middle-aged woman that attends his church, which resulted to pregnancy. The Randy pastor, one Pastor Emmanuel Ono of Umawada Onitsha, after putting the worshipper in a family way at her place of domain in Avotu, Obo, took her to Angels of Mercy Hospital at number 19 Ajiwe Street, Aba, where a conspiracy was said to have taken place, leading to the selling of the newborn baby immediately after delivery. The embattled pastor is engrossed in controversy over the disappearance of the baby delivered by the mistress. Men of the Imo State Police Command have waded into full investigation to unravel the circumstances surrounding the whole incident. A British member of the European Parliament, MEP, has received unprecedented support from all corners of life after he called upon the British government to stop dashing out foreign aid to countries whose leaders turn it into personal wealth. Godfrey Bloom, a MEP for Yorkshire and the Humber for the United Kingdom Independent Party, UKIP, caused a storm within the British political scene when last week he told a meeting in Yorkshire that it was a waste for British foreign aid to go to what he called Bongo Bongo Land, that is, third world countries that have diverted British foreign aid into their own pockets. In a recording leaked to the London-based Guardian newspaper last month, Mr. Bloom, who was heard saying, how can we possibly be giving £1 billion a month when we are in this sort of debt to Bongo Bongo Land is completely beyond me. To buy Ray-Ban sunglasses, apartments in Paris, Ferraris, and all the rest of it that goes with most of the foreign aid. We need a new squadron of F-18s. Who's got the squadrons? Pakistan, where we send the money. This is the news of today, 12th of August, 2013. Over to you, Director.
Thank you very much, Dara. Thank you for giving us the news today. It's very, very short, very brief, but it's loaded, it's detailed. The more you delve into it, the more you begin to see what we saw when this news was being broken, or so to speak, or when the news first broke. It seems to me that God, for some reason, inexplicable reason, decided to listen to Gowon, from what Gowon seems to be saying, than he did to us, because we were praying to God at the same time as when the war broke out, and Gowon was praying as well. But somehow, from what Gowon is saying, God listened to him, and they launched offensive against us, and they succeeded in reintegrating us, or pulling us back as their servants into the Zoological Republic. He is today asking good Lord Jonathan to do the same. We must go through what this man said in detail. This is a mass murderer. This is a killer of our people. 3.5 million dead. This man is listed in the top 10 of the world's most deadliest dictators. People that committed more death than any other in the history of humanity. I think he ranks number 3 or thereabout on that very list. This man is walking about telling us he's an Anglican church member. This man is alive, moving about because of our complacency. This man is alive today. He should be in jail or in his grave, having killed 3.5 million of us. Yet he is coming to Biafra land and telling us he's doing synod in Biafra land. This is the reason why I tell people that God is against us. We have allowed God one to live. We have allowed the lives of Gowon not only to live, to kill us 3.5 million, and still have the guts to come and tell us that Muslims can kill us, but we're not allowed to kill them back. That's what he's saying. Let us go and look at the full meaning of this very news that we're covering today. He said, I prayed to God before I launched attack against Biafra. This is what Gowon is saying. He prayed. So God, because if you pray to God and God says to you, don't do something, then you wouldn't do it. Today we'll find out if Gowon was praying to God or praying to Satan. He may have heard the voice of Lucifer, thinking or mistaking it for the voice of God. Gowon is the former military head of state that killed a lot of our people. 3.5 million of them. 3.5 million. Ijere. I think that's what they call million. Somebody will correct me if I'm wrong. Before I continue to bring this, please, Barrister Mamezu is with us now. Please, Barrister, acknowledge our wonderful people listening in every country of the world, please. We told them you'd be a bit late and you're here with us. Please go ahead. Barrister, are you with me? Is Barrister Mamezu with me? We are trying to establish connections with the barrister. Barrister, are you with me at all? No, he's not with us yet. I'm sure he is going to call back. He's going to reconnect with us rather than us connecting with him. This very man is the chairman and the convener of Nigeria Pray. He is praying. I want to ask Gowon, do you see the blood of the 3.5 million people you killed flowing every night as you pray? He went to Sapele, which is in Biafra land. He was invited by the Anglican Church. That is where we told people about this later version of Christianity. Before, this man had the guts to sit or to stand in Biafra land and tell us that before and during the launch of the federal government offensive against Biafra, I went on my knees and prayed to the Almighty, asking that all actions taken to protect our nationhood should be out of love, not hatred, that we should be guided in all tasks, and that is amazing. Amazing. And that we should only do those things that were acceptable to him. So it is acceptable to God that 3.5 million people will die, that over 1 million people, children, be starved to death. God has suffered. Everybody calls upon the name of the Lord to do one type of impunity or the other. It is terrible. It is regrettable. This is what Gowon said that is giving me headache. Not just the transmitter, but Gowon's statement today. God answered our prayers. God answered the prayers of Gowon and did not listen to the voices and the cries of Biafrans. Gowon is using the Bible to justify the genocidal killing of 3.5 million people. The same Bible, Akwukwonso, that some of us claim descendancy from. or they came from us, or we came from them, I'm not quite sure. On the same word of God written by a man who wasn't born to know God, by somebody that isn't circumcised on the eighth day when he was born. God listened to them and didn't listen to us. Did we do anything wrong? How have we offended God? Because we must have done something somewhere. I have my own views and my own theory, because this is Radio Biafra. Everything is open. We discuss the undiscussable. There are no go areas here. We discuss everything. So that Biafra may come in truth and honesty. Transparent. Everything covered will be revealed. And we are the children of the light. Everything must be exposed under the light. God answered our prayers according to Go On. Before they launched the attack against Biafra, I went on my knees and prayed to the Almighty, asking that all actions to be taken to protect the nationhood. Who created this nation is Lucifer. How was it that God allowed the forces of darkness, the forces of hell, to prevail over his children? What did we do wrong that God allowed us to be destroyed? 3.5 million lives lost and still counting till this day. This man is urging Pentecostal to engage the fireworks of prayer and love to pull down the walls of terrorism. As they are bombing you, you're kneeling down praying. As they are coming to kill you, you are on your knees shouting blood of Jesus. When you're being massacred. These people forget that the Israelites had to go to war. The people that brought us the Bible, the British, they fought against the French for 100 years. It's called the 100 year war. You can Google it if you want. They fight war. They are at war every blessed day in one country or the other. They brought us their own version of the Bible with war and conquest. When their interest is threatened, they attack the people with war. When terrorists attack Americans, they revenge with war. We are there having fun in England, enjoying, having fun riding cars and going to school and finding decent jobs. Same in America. Now it's our turn and they're telling us to go down on our knees and pray. I'll bring in Pastor Mamesu in a minute. So he will tell us what he thinks about all this. Go On is now telling us this was a man that took up arms against us. He fought us when we did nothing wrong. Today, let us listen to his advice. The same people that they took up arms against, God told them to go and fight us. So God asked them to go and kill us. To make Nigeria one. Nigeria that was created by a human being, not God himself. The work of Satan. Let us listen to the advice of the killer called Go On. Because of you and I, because of the editorial board of Radio Biafra, listeners of this station, or to this station, every Biafran, wherever you may be on this planet, because of our complacency, this man is still walking the streets, alive as a man. To have the guts to come to Biafra land to talk this manner of rubbish. We go back to our problem. Do you see where we need a transmitter? If those back home listen to Radio Biafra, cover Go On. If he comes there, they will lynch him. That's where he belongs. Even till today, even those in their hundreds, Israel is still hunting them down. We are the second largest people killed in recorded history. 3.5 million, the highest was the Jews, 6 million. We came second, 3.5 million, massacred. And people pretend as if nothing. If you want to join the Israeli Defense Force or any of their secret services, I think their motto is something to the effect that we are what we are. Because the alternative is too disastrous to contemplate. But look at how lax we are, very relaxed. Please, we ask people to pray for God to take away the spirit of complacency, take away the spirit of envy. Don't ask God for blessing. Ask God to remove from you the spirit of doubt, to remove from you the spirit of cynicism. It's incredible. This is the advice from Go On. When it suited them, God allowed them to come and kill us. Now they are killing us again. They know that we have the moral leverage. If we take up arms against Nigeria, nobody will blame us in the world. They know that very well. The world knows. If we pick up arms today to begin to fight to defend ourselves, nobody will blame us for anything. And because they know that Radio Biafra is preaching that, they're trying to corner us. Let us see what they're going to do, what they're saying to you, using God and the Bible as always. We do not need to take up arms or be lured to fight religious wars. How come then, Mr. Go On, you took up arms against Biafrans when you called it police action? Why did you not go on your knees and pray for God to touch General Ojukwu's heart, His Excellency, to change and come and embrace you? After all, two of you were in the same school together in England. Why didn't you do that? If you believe in God, why didn't you pray to God and say to God, go and touch the hearts of the Biafran leaders that they may come back and be part of one Nigeria? Why did you go to war? But now they're killing us. This is your advice to us. We do not need to take up arms or be lured to fight religious wars, as happened in the Middle East. We should leave vengeance to God. Go On is telling us that they can kill us and we await for God. Somebody has to tell me this evening what God says about, I think it's Carol. Please, Carol, I need that quotation from Revelation, please. What God says about lazy people. Those that don't want to do anything. I need it immediately, please. We do not need to take up arms or be lured into religious wars, as has happened in the Middle East. We should leave vengeance to God and allow government to handle issues of justice and the promotion of law and order in our society. They call him the elder statesman. According to this man, this killer of our people, of our children, political office holders should always remember that power belongs to God and should therefore seek his guidance. He's saying this thing because after Achebe's book, he will not go to jail. After our transmitter, I don't think we'll even wait for TV. We'll go after this man. We'll tell them what we're going to do before we do it. We say it with authority because our transmitter is coming. We are going to buy a transmitter. Of course we will. We are the children of God, and this is Radio Biafra. We are blessed by God himself. So we are going to buy a transmitter, regardless of what happens. That is the news, our signature headline this evening. We are also reporting that Good Luck Jonathan gave money to the mother to build a hostel. Have people heard of such nonsense in their lives before? That is why we don't want to be. I can't even bother to read this type of news out or analyze it. Because today I read it out. I can't even analyze it. How can the mother of a president of a country go and build hostels and hand over to a university? Has anyone heard of such rubbish in their life before? I am not a monkey. I can't belong in a zoo where people do not reason. The only difference between human beings and animals is the ability to reason. Not me saying it, Mary Wollstonecraft, the famous women's rights activist. Reason, Akon Uche. Being able to reason is the only difference between you and Obasanjo. That looks like an ape. That's the only reason. Because you have brain that can function properly. The mother of the president of Nigeria built hostel and gave to a school. Mother donates hostel to university. And people are saying that they should be called one Nigerians. If I'm foreign governments, I'll deport everybody, including myself. Everybody should go back to that zoo and be locked up because it's a joke, it's a disgrace. We are continuing to sell our children and it's getting worse. We reported it before, people don't. When we tell our people support the purchase of the transmitter, they don't quite understand what we are saying. When we say we need Biafra, why we want Biafra, we are now telling you the need and the reason why we want Biafra. I'll read this news again. It's happening in Igbo land. So it sinks in. This could be your relative. Why we sold our son. These are famous Igbo names to tell you that a human being is the most valuable thing in the whole world. You can sell the whole world, you cannot buy one life. What have we reverted these things to? They sold their son for ₦500,000. ₦500,000 is £2,000. They sold a baby for £2,000. The Nigerian Police State, Nigerian Police Command, accosted them. The sale of a six-month-old boy to a teacher based in Onitsha, Anambra State. These are the parents, Prince Sunday Okori and his wife Sarah. They gave us the reasons for selling these kids, and sometimes I can't sympathize with them, because people kept their children even at the height of the war. People kept their children with them. They never sold them. That was hunger. They never sold them. Let's see what happened. Please, Carol, don't cry. Speaking to newsmen at Owerri, and many things are now happening in Imo State, is unbelievable. Prince Sunday Okori said that as the only surviving son, poverty forced him to sell the newborn baby. There is no food. This is the territory of Rochas Okoracha performing miracles. I said to people that God has left us until we change our cynicism, until we return back to Him, until we change our wicked ways. God will, watch and see what is going to happen. This is only the beginning of the bad news that is to come. We are 10 in our father's house. I happen to be the only surviving child of my parents. We are poor and had no money. When your people are drinking champagne all over the world, partying, making merry, in the US, in Canada, in the UK, all over Europe, people are dancing, partying, going to useless village meetings. In your villages, people are selling their children. This is the only one that was caught doing so. Going to sell the children. Others are there. You don't know about them. And you want God to love you. You must be joking. We had no money and needed to survive. That is when the opportunity to make money by selling our son came. We grabbed it. An opportunity to sell your own child. That was why God turned his back against us when Arochukwu people were selling us anyway. The police in Owerri told them how these Okorias, who are residing at Amoka in Anambra State, conspired to sell their former old baby for money. They met a suspected child trafficker. Listen very carefully to her name. A medical doctor. Dr. Mrs. Sandra Odumega of Favor Hospital and Maternity. Doctors are involved. I don't know if I'm going to stop here. I think I may have to, actually. I'm bringing Barrister Mamis that this is Radio Biafra. We'll take your calls in a very short while. Before I go to Carol, please let us bring in Barrister Mamis if he's with us. Please, Barrister, are you now with us, please? Can you confirm you're with us?
Yes, Doctor, Director, good evening.
Yes, go ahead.
And good evening, our fellow listeners, people of Biafra, friends of Biafra, new edition today, and all the news, as usual, which are not palatable. But of course, we do our best to put it in the right perspective and follow it through. Director, the one that catches my fancy mostly is that of Gowon, who got permission to kill all the Biafran. He has killed God's anointed, and he paid for it. It's all right for him. He's gloating over the deaths of 3.5 million Biafrans, still going up to now. They haven't stopped. And he's telling good luck to pray. What a stupid, nonsensical statement for Gowon to make. Because they have not been accosted. But very soon, he will join Charles Taylor. He will join him because nobody has ever transgressed against him. Even God himself do not forgive. Even God himself do not forgive. Therefore, Gowon will never get away with it. It's all right for him to say he prayed to God and God sanctioned for him to go and get 3.5 million of Biafran. He's happy with it. And he's telling good luck to pray while Goodluck is praying, Boko Haram is praying. Let's see how far Gowon will live. And even Dr. Egenbar sometimes said, even if Gowon dies, his bones will be brought before judgment. Director, let me take it now and wait for others. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yes, Carol, what is your take? What do you make of it?
Yes, I can't believe that Gowon stepped forward and said he's a Christian. Has he never read the Bible? Proverbs 6 says that the Lord says that it is an abomination, that the seven, there are six things that are abomination upon God himself, and one of them is the shedding of innocent blood. So how the heck can he be a Christian? This is just laughable. He's saying that, you know, not to take up a religious war now. And we know why, because he wants you to be an Islamic state as well, because he's all part of it. This is all one Nigeria. Okay, let's turn to the hardship of this lady that sold her child. At the end of that news parrot, there was another article about the pastor who impregnated a church member, and then in the hospital took the baby and sold that baby. You know, we talk so much about the pastors and what they're doing. I can't believe that they've impregnated a baby. He's impregnated a church member and then taken that baby and sold it on. Is there no end to what is going on in your religions and what is done in the name of religion? Today, Gowon stood forward and said he's a Christian and did all this from the voice of the God. There's the devil in him. And the pastor can impreg a church member and take the child and sell it. There is, you have to look within yourself for religion now, because it's a time, at the end of days, it's said in the Bible that there will be no more religion. That you will have to look in your inside yourself, because God has written his laws in your heart, and it is for you to determine wrong or right, and this is what you must do. Also, we touched again on what I tried to explain to you yesterday, was my overview of things, looking at what's happening in Nigeria and then looking at what the UK is saying. You know, Cameron and now this independent party have also said it, that they will pull out of the, you know, that they don't want to be funding somebody's high lifestyle. And it's an excuse. They're going to pull out their funding. They're going to pull out of the aid in Nigeria, because they cannot say to their people in Britain, they cannot say that they are going to be funding an Islamic nation. They won't be able to do that, because the English and certainly the Americans as well cannot stand out and say, yes, we're supporting an Islamic nation, one that was taken, you know, is a Boko Haram terrorist sect. They won't do it. So I'm warning you now, the World Aid will be pulling out. You can see it in everything that's been happening, you know, and this it just breaks my heart to listen to the news every day. I'll pass you back to the director.
Thank you very much. We don't delight in it at all. I don't know what Chidera is happening in her state. It's happening, and the same as Barrister Mamezu as well, is happening in their state, in Imo State. All this catalogue of news that is distressing. Chidera, I don't know what you make of it. Before we go to the lines to start taking some calls, please, on this issue.
Yeah, I'm so sad. I feel very awful with this. If you remember, even when I was going through the news, I almost started crying. Gowon is I'm going to call him a hypocrite. I mean, even here, he mentioned himself that he went for war. He said before he launched an attack on Biafra, that means he actually fought Biafra. And I'm very sure that he didn't fight Biafra empty-handed. He must have fought with some weapons. So if he did fight Biafra, why wouldn't he allow us to fight back? He fought against us and attacked us. Now he's telling us to wait for God's vengeance. Why should we wait? Why didn't he wait? Just like you said, why didn't he wait then? If he can mention, if he said that, okay, he didn't fight, that one is a different case. But he just told us now that he fought against us, and now he's telling us to wait. I mean, this should tell our people that these houses don't have our interest at heart. They're all hypocrites and they're all trying to deceive us. So I think everyone should learn a lesson from that. Then concerning the people that are selling their babies, I can really see that the hand of God has left us, and that is why all these things are happening. Because whenever God leaves a city, that is what usually happens. Remember the other day, I shared the scripture on air concerning the four lepers and what they did just before that thing happened, because the land of Israel, it was in a great famine before that happened. It was so bad that women started eating their children. There were two women in the book of 2 Kings chapter 6. two women planned to boil their sons. One boiled his and he ate with her fellow lady. Then when it was the turn of the other lady, she hid her son, and that became a problem. So the woman had to complain to the king. So this is exactly what I mean. There is no difference between selling your son and eating him. It's almost the same thing, because you don't want him. You don't want him in your life anymore. That is why you're selling, because you might not even see that child. If you sell your son, there is no way you can see him again. It's almost the same thing. That was what was going on in the Bible, because God left the land of Israel because of their sins. And this is what is happening today. But what did they, when they reported this to the king, he said that, and it came to pass, when the king heard these words of the woman, he rent his clothes and passed by upon the wall. It's a thing of sadness. It's not. This is not the time, especially for those of us here in the United States. This is not the time to wear a red cap and attend meetings and eat. I don't remember the names of the food you said they eat, because I've never attended such meetings before. This is not the time to spray money. This is not the time to enjoy life when people are perishing back home. Even the king himself rent his clothes, because this is not, it was a very sad news to him. All the things we are receiving is sad news. This is the time for us to rent our clothes and make plans on how to restore Biafra. That's what I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Things are very, very sad. Please, Carol, have you gotten me the quotation in the Bible where this nonsense that this man is saying about us not being able to defend ourselves? If Boko Haram is killing us, we should be praying for firewall of Holy Spirit to protect us. Can you imagine such nonsense? Why didn't go on pray for Biafrans to have a change of heart and join him in his useless country called Nigeria?
Revelations 21:8. But as for the cowards and the ignoble and the contemptible and the craven, all lacking in courage, and the cowardly submissive, as for the unbelieving and the faithfulness, as for the depraved and defiled and abominations, as for murderers and the lewd adulterers, practice of magic arts and idolaters, all the liars, all the murderers, they will take their part in the lake that blazes with fire and brimstone. They're going down in the soul. For those that lack courage and are cowards, as it says in this Revelations, they will go with the murderers and the liars down to hell.
Is that what the Bible says?
Yes, Revelations 21:8. I just read it for you, and then I told you at the end that's what's going to happen to the cowards. They're going along with the murderers and all these people that have defiled God and practiced their magic arts. They're going down to the sulfur and the brimstone.
That is what the Bible says. The Bible says you cannot listen to go on. We have quoted you a verse in the Bible that says that you must rise up and not be a coward. The reason why God abandoned us, I've been saying this since 2009. God is no longer with us. He's gone a long time ago. And these are all the physical manifestations of the absence of God. It happened to his children in Israel when Ichabod was born, when the enemies took the Ark of Covenant, and the news got to Samuel to say that the Ark of Covenant is gone. And I think a woman gave birth to a premature baby, Ichabod, which means that the glory of God has departed from us. It's gone from us long time ago. In Igbo land, somebody gave birth. You are selling your own child. That means that even our enemies are multiplying every blessed day. We thought before that we had only Nigeria to deal with. Then we realized that we have all the big interests of the world to also contend with. Along the line, Wasrika joined them. And some members and the hierarchy of Masop joined our list of enemies. Now we don't even know who is with us anymore. Even our own people, the devil is dwelling in their hearts. These same people, I'm sure they go to Pentecostal church somewhere close by. That is why when they see the truth, they prefer lies to truth. That is why when we tell you we need a transmitter, you begin to question, what are we going to do with it? But you listen to BBC. You pay for BBC Hausa service. You pay for VOA Hausa service. When Hausa people are receiving news for free every blessed day from VOA, Deutsche Welle, BBC, and French 24, your own people are in darkness. And you think you're wise. You're a very intelligent person. You have turned the meaning of intelligence upside down. and you are not going to succeed. Because people that think the way you do are not meant to succeed. They cannot prevail over the coming of what we are here for, which is Biafra. They are not going to succeed in what they are doing. Our lines are now open. This is Radio Biafra. You can get us via Skype. All you need to do is to add. Of course, we acknowledge all those who have been trying to call us previously. You can get us by adding, merely add Radio Biafra to your Skype contact list. Or you can call us. Our telephone line is still the same all the time. It's +447831308376. On a day that Go On is saying that they can kill you, all you need to do is to join more Pentecostal churches and kneel down and pray for Holy Ghost fire. As the fire of Islam is burning you, you are invoking God from heaven. As things are happening, you are praying to God. When God has explicitly told you, I don't like cowards. I don't like cowards. I need that verse in the Bible once again. I do not like cowards. That is what the word of God is telling us. Cowards and all the people that do evil will die together. We also are imploring you this evening to please join us on Facebook. We are on Facebook. Continue to add your friends. All you need to do is to join Radio Biafra London. And if you don't know how to add your friends, if you ask, we'll be able to assist you, to help you to do so. Please, Chidera, continue to monitor all the people adding their friends on Facebook. Continue to add them, please. It's important. You can also send us messages. You can send us messages through Skype or through the main studio line of Radio Biafra. You can also send us WhatsApp messages. If we get it, we'll be able to read that on air. I've been receiving a lot of calls today and messages as well. People saying that I shouldn't quit because of yesterday. Of course I can't. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Hello. Can you hear me? Your name and where you are. You are the first caller for the day. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Hello?
Hello.
Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Unbelievable. Please, if you want to call us, if you hear our voice, if you hear my voice, please, you proceed to say what you have on your mind. If you hear my voice, please say what you have on your mind. We don't want people hogging up the lines and not doing anything. Please, Carol.
Yes, I think that God gives us a choice. This is what he gave us. He gave us free will. He can't intervene. He won't intervene. It is our free choice to decide our destiny. And whether it's wrong or right, we have to live with that. And in our free choice, we've allowed Go On to get away with this. It's only yesterday that 3.5 million people died on your land, and yet Go On is walking around preaching and going to the French Riviera and sunning himself. That's ridiculous. I can't understand how this is your kin. It's not 1,000 years ago. It's only, you can remember this happening, and the man is still walking around. God gave you free will to know wrong from right, free will to say that man cannot be sunning himself and preaching when he has done these things. I'm shocked, and I think everybody's got to have a look at their faith in the next few weeks, because the kingdom of heaven, to gain the kingdom of heaven, you've really got to look inside yourselves and what you're doing is right or wrong, because you're not assisting your people. And I don't really know what's going on. I look at it as a Westerner out here, and I'm looking at you and I think you lot are crazy, because if it was over here, we'd have sorted that out by now.
What is sorted out? What do you mean sorted out?
We would have stood up. The people would have come together. It seems that the people are praying to God. I'm reading how they're praying to God. Oh, God will save us. You know, that let's not fight. Let's not stand up. Let's hope for God to come. God will not interfere. He's given you free will to not be a coward. He's told you this. And yet four herdsmen run out of village yesterday. They just drove the people out of the village. Those in diaspora, this is the voice of the people. A group of people have come together. They started the media for you. The people have, they've now got this people's media running so that you can tell the truth and honesty. And yet those in diaspora can't seem to fund it. Do you think that it's just a transmitter or a radio station that you're going to need to win this war? You're going to have to start up communities, use links where each community can consult with everybody in the Western world. Through this media, so that you can unite together, because you're not going to hold out. Is when I say to you that Biafra is becoming a fable, it is becoming a story that you're telling to your children. Everyone keeps texting me and telling me that this is not true, but this is what's happening, and everybody needs to wake up and see the reality of this. I just don't understand it. The Jews stood up after everything that happened. They were nearly annihilated from the planet by Hitler. Do you think they would let go and run away? Or go and sun himself or be preaching out there? No. So what is happening to the Brethren people? Why do they do this? Why are they just saying, oh, sitting back and saying, oh, you know, well, you know, God will deal with everything. I don't understand. I can't contemplate this. It's too much for me.
No, you don't. You can't say that. If you say that, what is Barrister Mamezu going to say that is happening in his own doorstep in Imo State? Barrister, what is going on? What exactly is going on in Imo? Why are we getting this catalogue upon catalogue of bad news coming from Imo State? Why is that the case? What is going on? Barrister? No, we may have lost him. If you're joining us for the very first time, or you've been listening to us, that this is Radio Biafra live transmission from London. We do this every evening from London. We come to you live and direct wherever you are on this planet. As always, you can get us via www.radiobiafra.co. You can get us through bilierhumanrights.org or peopleofbiafra.org, peopleofbiafra.org. The time is coming up to some few seconds to 8 p.m. here in London. It's a summer's evening. The light is still out. And once again, the number to call should you wish to join us, please, is +44 7831308376. I repeat, +44 7831308376. That's the number to call. Do we have rest time? Imam is on the line, please.
Yes, Director, you keep leaving me, you keep cutting me off, accidentally, I must say.
No, I didn't cut you off, you were nowhere to be found. Please go ahead.
Yes, you see, that a lot of things have been happening at my doorstep, of course, you know, I'm not at home. I can only put it down to the elected governor, Rochas, whom everybody thought is an Igbo man. He is an older man, but Parigo himself to be an Igbo man. I was listening to AIT this afternoon, and I saw the number of houses in Port Harcourt. I said, how are we going to extinguish this number of houses in our own land? I don't know how we're going to do it, but Director, we have to start from somewhere. Go on, who is preaching and telling good luck to start praying to God? Why didn't he hesitate and pray to God? Although he prayed to God and God asked him to kill 3.5 million Biafrans and 50 million in somewhere, apparently himself as a Christian. Well, of course, he's a Muslim. You know the trick these people play? They get into different aspects or facets of life. And then they proclaim that is where they belong to. I cannot see a Northerner being a Christian. Impossible. They are all Muslims. They get into Christianity in order to divide and rule, Director. Take this from me. It's like asking a prostitute to become a Rosemary. It's not possible. Any Muslim that you see is from the north. And any Muslim who claims to be a Christian is just a charade. It's not correct. It's not right. Don't trust that particular person. Don't believe him. Christianity only stopped in Biafra. It did not extend anywhere else. Any other thing you see is real politics, fraud, and a way to divide and rule. What Gowon says will definitely haunt him. Because I can see it and say that it's actually gloating over the amount of people he killed in the Biafra land. He has not answered. You know, I was very happy today when I heard Mugabe trying to congratulate himself for winning his election in Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. He says this is the final day for any colony, because I know what I went through when he was in prison in his own land. So, Director, anytime you see any African fighting for justice, they must have suffered a lot. The Africans have suffered a lot and still suffering. But what I do not like is that the West are watching. The guy who came from Germany to interview Radio Biafra, they are taking notes. They are aware of what is happening. But here in London, they are not taking no notes. Why? Because they have an interest in Nigerian oil. And where is oil coming from? From Biafran land. The Britain of all people who are Christians, they are not Muslims. I find it very difficult to believe. A Christian siding Muslims just because of they have interest. Where is this interest coming from? From Biafran land. Director, sometimes I don't feel like waking up, you know.
I know. Thank you very much. Please let people not desert. People should not desert what we are doing because everybody is upset. The news will still have to be given anyway. We must give it. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are.
I'm talking to my land.
Your line is not very clear. Yes, I'm talking to you, but your line is not clear. What is going on? Hello? Can you hear me? Yes, I'm talking to the caller on Skype, yes, but your line is not clear. Your line is not clear. I don't know what is wrong.
Is it clear now?
It's better now. Please go ahead. Your name and where you are, please.
Okay, my name is Oyeka Chukwueze Nandi.
Yes, go ahead.
Calling from Germany.
Yes.
I want to say something about Gowon. You see, that's one thing about Christianity. We say, it's like, and believe me, if Hitler is alive today, he will still say that he prayed to God before he started killing Jewish. If Hitler is still living, he will still justify the killing of the Jewish. He will still say that he prayed because Hitler was a Christian. He also believed that he is fighting for God. So he will justify it as well, saying that he prayed to God before he started killing the Jews, before he committed the Holocaust. So this is exactly what the picture we have to see what Gowon is saying. So not even saying sorry for killing of 3.something million Biafras. What he said that he kneeled down and prayed to which God, Chukwuebiano or Which God is that? That he prayed that justify him to kill innocent kids and women that are not soldiers. See, he prayed to God. Now he's telling us again that we should do wage war with Islam. We should lift our hands and say, God of heaven, blood of Jesus, where they cut our head, they will start cutting our head. We are the second Jesus. We have to die for Nigeria. We have to sacrifice our blood to that for one Nigeria. God will punish him, punish the generation, punish whatever he think he is. Punish even that Nigeria, whosoever claimed to be a Nigeria, God will punish him.
Uh-huh.
If you never believe male in one Nigeria, female. God will punish him, will put him in hell, put that person in hell. Because this is a clear picture that this man, this Nigeria is a devil foundation. Look at what so S president is talking about, that justifying the evil he committed against innocent kids and women. shot really is so bad. Really, it's like it's better we start really combat with these people. Believe me.
Yes.
This is talking of peace. Really, we have to carry this peace and put one side. Really, believe me. This peace process, finding small electoral within the diplomatic, forget diplomatic should go to hell now, really. People really should, there's a limit of insult in this life. There's a limit of insult in this life. That's how you can give somebody insult, he will retaliate. Even if he say, even let that person be the most cool, most gentle person ever in this world. This insult is too much and humiliating in our land. So in the land, in the soil where he, on top of the blood where he shed, he was justifying his atrocity in the Biafra land.
That is what we're witnessing. It's a shame. Thank you very much. Thank you. You are our first caller. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are on this planet. We are coming to you live and direct from London. We are on air every evening. Every evening we are on the air. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Sky, please. Your name and where you are.
Hello, Nnamdi.
Yes, give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening. It's Samson here speaking from Northern Ireland.
Yes, please. Go ahead.
I'm very happy you have never left, talking about God in this struggle, which is something very, very important. But what I quite agree with you is because of the misuse of the word of God. You know, when our people try to say about God and they want God, they worship God, but what they don't understand is the package which the gospel came with. Our people back home need to realize something very important about the gospel. They only hold one aspect of the gospel. Salvation Jesus Christ brought has many types which we have to carry along. Not only one particular type of salvation, saving the soul, you know, from sin and going to heaven. Jesus Christ came, and this particular part of the gospel I want to tell you about, which in Nigeria in particular, we don't know about it, and they don't do it, is about what we call theological liberation theology. Are you getting me?
Yes,
and this very particular liberation theology is what Jesus Christ himself came and he preached it. So he himself preached from the book of Isaiah, and he said in Luke chapter 4, verse 18, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners, and the recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed, to preach the year of the Lord's favor." And this is something very, very important, which our Christians back home, they don't even take into consideration. Liberation is the activity which frees people from domination and oppression. Activity which frees people from all that shackles them and stop them from living full human life in which their potential can be realized. They are not preaching it. All we sent out for, do this, God will take you to heaven. Wait till God comes. But God has given us that life, that wisdom, that we have to live in peace and harmony and do things that will free people and give them that opportunity to live a wonderful life so that in the end they will see God. So we are not preaching that and we are not doing it. And that is why it seems the gospel is not good. It's fake. It is true. But we are not preaching holistically what the gospel Jesus brought to us. It is not holistical the way we preach it. We preach it in a different way, and in the other way than we don't preach it and we don't do it. You know what I mean? Salvation is not only one angle. It has many dimensions. Salvation of the soul, salvation of the physical human being, and whatever is that's going on within and around you is something very important which we need to know.
So
now, since you've been talking about this liberation and about saving our people, Christians in Nigeria, everywhere, they just kept quiet. They don't want to, you know, help into doing that. They might think it's not something worth doing because maybe the Bible didn't say so. But that is not true. The Bible said we have to liberate ourselves from anything that dehumanizes us.
But,
anything that stops us from living a potential life.
Hang on. You see, I have problem with theory. I hate theory in my life.
Yes.
That is why when we decided to pursue Biafra, we decided to pursue Biafra practically, not in theory, not in wishful thinking, but to do something to bring about, to hasten the coming of Biafra. What I don't quite understand is this. If we are so close to God as our people are claiming every Sunday, how come evil is happening in our land? That is something I can't get my head around. Why?
That is why I'm telling you that we are not putting it into practice. Okay, look at Aba, where you come from. If you go to Aba, you find out that dustbin is everywhere rubbish. Everywhere rubbish.
No, but God will send, hang on, but God will send the angels to come and pack it away.
That
you
is,
can
that
pray, and God will bring angels to come and take the
rubbish
away. That is
no way it can happen like that. If the government have rejected the people, the church have to stand for the people they are looking after and tell them, let us do this, let us do that to help ourselves. I get it, me. But yes, they've just stayed in the church praying 24 nights without doing any work. How can it work? The same gospel you are talking about says faith without work is nonsense. They read that every day, but they don't put it into practice. So it is not a gospel problem. It is the human being problem. The people in Nigeria, they're not doing what the gospel says.
Now, can you tell me, can I ask you a question, please? Because you're a man of the scriptures, it appears. What is happening to us now as a people? Can you tell me the difference between what is happening to us now as a people and what happened to the Israelites in the Bible?
I agree with you that the Spirit of God has left us. I agree with you.
Okay.
And I used to tell people who are around me that we need to return back to God, that God has already abandoned us. I quite agree with you. I'm not disputing with what we have already said. I get it to me. I'm trying to support what you say. Trying to let our people understand the need to return back to God. That is why these evils are really happening every day. You see, every day is a different news. Chiba knows. 1 week, one trouble. That is what we have turned to be. It's because the Spirit of God has departed from us. I agree with you. So we need to come back.
Yes, and that is what we are trying to do through Radio Biafra. Thank you very much. Thank you for calling. I hope our people can understand that we need to return back in truth and honesty. Where we come from, people are selling their children because they are hungry. They are hungry. They have to sell their only child, a boy. They are hungry. In 2013, they are hungry. When people eat and throw away food, everywhere else in the world, our people are hungry. When Hausa people go outside and buy up things, as we are about to announce, we have private jets all over the place, our people are hungry to the point where they want to sell their own children. Aro, this is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. We have somebody on Skype. Give us your name and where you are. They want to try us to see. You know, our people are very doubtful, very skeptical people. They want to try and see if indeed Radio Biafra is on. Somebody told them this is the Skype number and they want to try. May God help us. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please turn your system off. Turn it off.
Chiamaka Godianu Saro.
Yes, please go ahead. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Czech Republic.
From Czech Republic, that split off from Czechoslovakia.
I want to ask a question.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Money transfer.
Yes, can you call us if it has to do with money? Can you call us after the program or you send us a text message, please? After the program, yes, we don't discuss money anymore on Radio Biafra. If you want to contribute, you call us after the program, please.
When I want to do money transfer.
Yes, call us after the program. Call Radio Biafra. Call us on Skype again by 1 minute past 10. Then we'll respond to you. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Hello, good evening, Mr. Namdi. Can you hear me?
Very, very well, loud and clear. And so is the whole world. Everyone is listening. Go ahead.
This is Udoka Amuka calling from Malaysia.
Yes, Malaysians are good people. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm from Isoj, Nigeria.
Did you attend the meeting today in Malaysia, or was it yesterday? I don't quite know when they attended. Are you part of us in Malaysia?
Yes, I'm part of you people in Malaysia. I want to make some comment regarding what General Yakubu Gowon said. He's just trying to insult Igbos, we Biafra, because he's not making something tangible to tackle the Boko Haram issue. He's just trying to insult us, we Biafrans. So that man should be taken very seriously because he's not making any point. So, Mr. Namindi, I want to ask some questions.
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead.
This Biafra issue we are fighting for, where do we stand on? Are we fighting it on an amalgamation issue? Are we fighting it for another war or true court issue?
It is multifaceted. I will speak English language. It is multifaceted attack, multi-pronged attack against the institution of hell. We'll come to them legally. We'll come against them spiritually once we are clean. That is, once we are honest in what we are saying to God. We'll come to them physically in every way they want it. As I said before, and I'll say it again, Nigeria will beg Biafra to go. Write it down somewhere. They will beg us. We will come at them with everything at all. Will they be killing us and we keep quiet? If Boko Haram come to Isama Faruku, I'll then fold my hands and be praying to God to build a firewall of Holy Spirit to guide me. No, of course, we will defend ourselves. So we'll go after them with everything. God case, spiritual case, every way we can go against Nigeria, we're going to go against them because we are getting Biafra. Nobody sought our consent before they put us into... See, this is what people don't understand. They tricked us. People, our people don't know this. Hagoburanyi, they told you that, no, you're one Nigeria, can't separate. Did you get my consent before you put me in one Nigeria? The answer is no. So I don't need anybody's consent to leave Nigeria. You did not ask my permission before you put me into Nigeria. Why should I ask your permission before I leave? Why? For what reason? This is what our people don't know. We are not waiting for 2014 amalgamation paper. That is bunkum to us. Once we are ready, we will take our people away from that zoo. Because nobody sought our consent before you put us in there. It's only Scotland. The reason why Scotland is asking for a referendum before they can leave the British Union is this. Over 300 years ago, the parliament at Holyrood, Scotland was governing itself. Their own parliament passed a law saying we now want to join with England in a union called Britain. And that was it. End of story. So they voted themselves in. They have to vote themselves out. Nobody voted to be part of Nigeria. So we don't, in international law, we don't need to ask anybody's permission, UN, anybody, no. We have the right to leave Nigeria any day because nobody sought our consent before they put us there. That is part of the case we have against them in court. And that is why they shelved our case. We brought the original document that was signed by some communities because we have, in Igbo land, we have what is called a clan system, a clan structure. You have the Bekus, you have Ibek, you have Obakala, you have Olokoro, Amakamas, you have all these clans, you have Bende, you have Item, what you had was, and Okigwe, you had clans. So for you to be able to get the entire Biafran people to join Nigeria, you have to go to each and every clan and get them to sign. The mistake they made was that where I come from, we did not sign. So as an Ibeku man, I can say I'm not a part of your one Nigeria. We know the places that signed, Owerri signed, Ihiala signed, I think Kuguta signed as well. We have the documents from the British government to prove to the world that nobody sought our consent before they put us. We gave our land to Royal Niger Company, not to Nigeria. To Royal Niger for trade only. They did not seek our consent. They put us into... Why should we go to them and say, we are going to come to you only legal means or only this? No. Every weapon at our disposal will deploy against these people because we are going to be free. It's either we are free or we die anyway, so it doesn't really matter. So it's only freedom. It's up to them. If they want us to go, we go. If they want us to die, we die. Anything they want, we give them. With or without our people's help towards the transmitter. Anything we say here, we will do. We want them to know that. But one thing we don't do, we don't do motor chari juju. people will start rushing at last minute and want to be part of them. They are joking. Anybody who did not support us in the acquisition of the transmitter, once the transmitter comes, we cannot accept one farthing donation from you. Never. Then you will know the type of people we are. You will know that anything we say, that's what we're going to do. If you don't remember us now, that we are going to help our people to stop selling their children. People must understand what a transmitter does is to educate our people. Where there is hunger, we bring food. Where there are no roads, we build roads. Anything our people need, we give them. To maintain their dignity, we educate and sanitize our land. We drive away evil spirit. That is what transmitter does. People are behaving as if transmitter is Formula 2, is refugee relief material. You are about to save your people. If you don't remember us now, we cannot remember you when the time comes, regardless of who you are, regardless of how many times you've phoned into Radio Biafra. Our people hedge their bet. Please go ahead.
Mr. Namide, I have another question to ask. You said yesterday you need some volunteer who is willing to pay £1,000.
My brother, you will call after this program. We will not discuss donation on Radio Biafra again. If you want to do anything, call us after this program. 1 minute past or 5 minutes past 10 p.m. this evening, you call us. We'll take your call on that. Please, okay. We don't discuss money on Radio Biafra again during live broadcast. The world is listening. We don't want them to be laughing at us. Please, go ahead.
Yeah, I have another issue I want to make. Last time when I was living in Nigeria, my father was one of the people who went for the Biafran War, and my uncle, all of them went for the war. But I was told that after this the war they have fought, a few years later we are free to go. So why is it up to 40 years now we are not yet free to go? Is it Biafran are not serious, or the world is not seeing what is happening in Nigeria?
Do you want the truth and the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
Yes, that is why I'm calling.
We will tell you the truth, because only here you get the truth. What happened was, immediately after the war, God abandoned us even before the war. That was why we lost. There were three cardinal sins we committed against God in heaven. One is that we went into idolatry. We started to worship idols, not the true God. That is number one. People go and be talking nonsense about Menalana, Abu Banaga, some nonsense that is far removed from the worship of one true divine God, all-seeing, all-knowing. We had all this nonsense that people have all over the place, which is a corruption of the priesthood. That is number one. Number two, we started selling people, helped by our brothers in Arochukwu. They sold everything sellable. The same thing you're seeing today was happening before. People were selling their children. When we named somebody the beauty of life, according to the lecture received from Ekwenche, Mandro means the beauty of life. Mankendro, the beauty of life. And you're selling somebody in God's own land. The third thing we did was Osu, saying that somebody God created is an outcast. Those three things. In fact, it's even plenty. Killing of twins. We can name, reel them out for you. The killing of twins. Do you know how ROC came into Igbo land? This is ROC of this place, ROC of that place. The Edo of Anedo. In Newi. Do you know how all these ROC came into being? No. I will tell you. They will get somebody, they will capture somebody who is living, a living being. They tie the mouth and bury the person alive upside down, and they plant a hatri on top of that person. Go and ask anybody. That is how you get ROC. So anything you tell, if you bind that person in life, you've bound them in spirit, anything you ask them to do, they will do it for you. You bury them alive, so you suffocate them with sand, they die. And God said, because of this, God defended us before. When the Muslims were coming before, God defended us. We must remember that. When our hands were clean, God said no to Islam. I will punish these people, but Islam cannot come in here. And God destroyed their army in Lower Benue. Killed the entire Muslim army. They succeeded in Yoruba land by making them Muslims, but didn't come into our territory because God said no. I will deal with them. That is why I hope that there is salvation and redemption for our people. We are going to be redeemed, but only if we can grasp the opportunity. Because had God wanted to do away with us forever and ever, he would have allowed the Muslim army to come in. And they'll just take us over. Today, we'll be going to Mecca instead of Jerusalem.
Yes, but I think some of us that change to Muslim, I don't think it's our will. Some of us that did that is because of frustration and hunger in our country. Because even here we are in Malaysia, we are Muslim country, and most of us that you have to stay, once you finish your education here, you have to go back. And most of us who is not willing to go back, maybe you have one Muslim lady girlfriend or something, you have to try to hook up to convert. Because in this country, before you can marry to the Muslim lady, you have to convert. So when you know going back home, or maybe I'm going back to Aba or to Onitsha, I have nothing left to start with. So you have to accept the fact that you have to convert to be a Muslim. Hello?
Yes, go ahead. Hello? We're listening. Go ahead.
So we have to accept the fact that we need to convert to a Muslim to be able to stay here, which some people are doing, which other people are not willing to do. So I think all these things that is happening in our country is about poverty. The rate of poverty, especially in Igbo land, is very high. The rate is very high. And I hope that the world can take Africa serious, especially West Africa. Because I think when issue reach in African issue, they don't take all very serious. So most of us don't have job. And if you come to Asia, we in Malaysia, Thailand, all those things, I think it's just bullshit. Because we are not doing any tangible thing here. There's ain't no place like home. If our country or our Biafra is in a good condition, we have electricity, we have good health, good road, everybody is willing to go back.
There's something you need to know, my brother. You see, this is the difference between some of us. And I will say myself, the editorial board, and a few other people from the rest. You see, when people say, oh, what we need is good hospitals, good roads, good schools, I don't think about it in those terms. I think of what you need to put in place for you to have a good hospital. Where are the drugs going to come from? Who's going to manufacture them? When something breaks down, who's going to fix them? It's called holistic planning. Good hospitals do not fall from heaven. People build it and they nurture it and they sustain it. The thing about our people is that when the Europeans were coming, they showed us a lot of finer things in life without showing us how to make them. And because of that, we acquired that very thing. That is why everybody wants to ride the latest BMW. Nobody says to themselves, how do I make my own? Germany builds their own cars, BMW. In Britain, they used to have theirs before they started assembling for... At least they had Jaguar before they sold it to the Germans as well. Even in Spain, they have... what did they make? Is it Seat? In Spain. In France, they have Peugeot. They have Citroën. They have... all the big cars from France. Even in Russia, they used to have Lada. They've changed it these days. In America, this is endless. The basis of life is anything you can do, I can also do it. There was no time that people in Britain sat down and said, no, we are waiting to import cars from America before we can drive cars. That is a very imbecilic way to think. Our people must begin to realize that economic miracle is not just theory. You just can't say, we want good roads. You need to structure your economy in such a way that it continues to deliver those things day after day, night after night. Not when you build a road after 6 months, it disintegrates. And then you start all over again to award a new contract. Our people must understand. The same thing with freedom fighting. There are things that goes into freedom fighting. If you don't do it, you will not get your freedom. Regardless of how cunning you are. If you seriously think you can sit in your house in America or in Canada and be having it large in life, and somehow you're sitting down there, and people from London will leave London and then go to Canada to lobby the Canadian government. It doesn't work that way. Canadian government will say, hang on a second, we have Biafrans here. What are they saying? And when they call them, they see that they're partying, they're having fun. Then they will say there's nothing wrong. You people are okay. Do you know what they ask us when we go out? They say, who's in charge of Imo State? Who's in charge of Abia? Ebonyi? Anambra, Enugu. You said Igbo people. Who is the secretary to the government of Nigeria? It's Pius Anyim. Who is the minister for aviation? It's another Igbo person. They say, but of course, you're having fun. Do you know, my dear brother, that if today, if the pious Anyims, if all the senators decide to walk out, no, it's very simple to say we are no more going to go to Abuja to legislate. This thing we are saying, oh, CNN doesn't want to carry the news about Biafra, everybody will carry it by force. You have made a political statement of intent. But our own, somebody as how many of them, as is it 15 or so, are coming out, one will run back and say, please make me Senate president and give me all the money and make me a chief so I can go back and be their lord and their master. That is the problem that we have. And as our brother said in his text message that he sent to us, which joins in very nicely what he said, to be honest, let us get serious by doing less of the talking and do more of the actions. Action number one is all the five eastern governors should be kidnapped or their homes razed to the ground. This will be the starting of the beginning. This is from our brother Charles. Charles, what we're saying to you is that it is easier said than done, because you need to mobilize people to do it. You need materials. You need to acquire materials to do such things. You need logistics. It will cost money, resources, men, and time. We are struggling to buy a transmitter. How can you fund a sustained revolution? Of course, we will fund it when the time comes. We know we're going to do that. But there are people hiding and hoping and waiting. Can you man be here? Can we keep here? Let us wait. The same Mutupak syndrome. You go, if a vehicle is not full, you will not join it. You're waiting for it to be full. And then you pay double and take attachment. No, we won't have that here. Thank you very much for calling, and God bless you. Thank you very, very much. Let us go to Carol, please. What do you have to say before I go to Barcelona?
Yeah, in the war, they sent the U.S. Senator Goodell to look at Biafra and the people there, and he came back and said that you were heavily educated people. His words were that you were like the Israelis trying to be bombed back to your caves, because you are skilled at so many things, highly civilized, skilled people, setting up petroleum distilleries from scratch, inventive, experimenting constantly to with the little resources that you have. And I think that you've forgotten how great the Biafrans are, how the great the Igbo races are. It's been brainwashed into you that you're not capable of doing these things, like building cars, as he's saying, and doing all of these things. You're capable of so much. But, you know, this is not the time for sweet talk here, as the gentleman just said on the post. You know, this is time for us to have foresight of the eventualities that are coming ahead of us in the next year. Because by next year, the amalgamation is over. You're either going to be tied in or tied out of it. It's time to prepare ourselves, you know. And everybody's got the skills out there to do this. Okay? And you've got to try and remember this. We're not here to criticize you. We're trying to make you remember who you are, and that the world pulls together so that you can be those people again and not be bombed back to the caves like the Israelis, as the senator said.
Yes, thank you very much. They want to kill us, but they can't. They can't kill all of us. They may kill some of us, but not all of us. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on the phone. Are you going to respond to us? The caller on the phone? Hello? We have somebody on the phone there. We are waiting for them. Can you hear me? I don't know what they are trying to accomplish by that. Let's go to Barrister Imam Mezu. I know he will respond to us. Is Barrister there, please? Barrister Imam Mezu, are you with us? We have lost Barrister Imam Mezu as well. This is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you from London. You can get us via www.radiobiafra.co, bilehumanrights.org, or indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. The time now is 25 minutes to 9 p.m. here in London. Wherever you are, once again, we're welcoming you. Please, if you have not added your friends onto our Facebook group, try and do that. All you need to do is to go there, top right-hand corner, and you see Add Friends. You add your friends. People have been able to do this with their mobile phones, so it is quite easy to do. If you don't know how to do it, please ask people around you for help. Ask them for guidance, and they will be able to guide you through on what to do. That this is Radio Biafra once again, and whatever you do, tell your friends about what we are doing. Tell them to listen to Radio Biafra, because with Radio Biafra comes life and the truth. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on the phone. Your name and where you are. Maybe we should stop taking calls on the phone. I don't know what is happening to our people. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone? Amazing. Can you hear me? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Barrister Mamuzi, are you with me?
Yes, Director, I'm here, as always.
You went there before. Please go ahead.
I went because you sent me away.
Go ahead, please.
Director, you know, because you are the director, you can only direct when I stay on or when I stay out.
That is correct, yes.
But now you brought me back in. What you are explaining to people is absolutely correct. The guy was asking you why our people are panicking, why are things the way it is, and you are explaining to him, if any of the senators or if two senators say, we have enough is enough. But unfortunately, of course, you know, while we go behind and say, let's carry on, and say, you know, the score. But the bottom line is, Director, we are not taking any prisoner. We are forging ahead. We don't need no permission because you were explaining to somebody about how we have to get Biafra and the things we need to go through before we get to Biafra. We don't need any permission from nobody. It is our lives that have been lost. It is the blood of Biafrans that have been shed and drank by one Boko Haram, we put it on Facebook. The reason why they drink the blood of Biafra so that they will hunt them. All those rubbish. We, of course, the Biafra don't believe in drinking blood. We don't even believe in killing people. But our people are being killed in Northern Land, Western Land, and that is why we need to come home. But I pity my people, those who do not even believe in themselves. Every Biafra, no matter where you are, you're supposed to be proud of who you are. Raise your head high as a Biafran because we are special people. We can manufacture, we can build, we can arrange, we can organize, we can do what the Western people do, we can do them. The reason why they don't want Biafrans to exist is so that we don't take away the things that they are proud of. Every Biafran, every Igbo man has to be proud of who he is. Regardless whether you support the Hausas or the Yorubas, we don't keep it down. You can support who you want to support. Biafrans are Biafrans, Igbos are Igbos. And I am saying every Biafran is supposed to be proud of who they are. Biafra we will get. Biafra land we are going back to. If you want to stay with your class, you've got a ticket to do that. My greatest happiness is we are having, on the 24th of this month, we are having Enugu International Airport. And that will not be the end of it. We're going to have more airports in Biafra land. Calabar Airport is due to become international. By the way, for those who do not know, Calabar was the first capital city of Nigeria we have before it was taken away.
Why was it taken away and who took it away?
The director, you know, is your friend, Lugard. Because they know that the Afrans, we don't capitulate. We don't give up. We don't bow to nobody. Remember what happened to Idi Amin. Idi Amin resisted the Western influence. He blew a little hot in his own homeland. He says any Western man or woman coming to see Idi Amin must bow. He blew his hot in such a way wherever they come to see him, you have to go through a little hot. And then for him to see Idi Amin, after bending down, then you come out. That was how Idi Amin was ostracized. And of course, he was eventually killed and swallowing the tongue of his own people. Biafrans are not Idi Amin. We don't swallow, we don't capture, we don't ostracize, we do not look down upon our neighbors. Everybody is the same before the eyes of God. Anybody who violates the rights of Biafrans, will live to pay for it. Gowon will not run away from it. Obafemi is not going nowhere. All those guys, for now, it's okay. They say one day is for the owner of the house, and of course, every day belongs to the teams. Director, we will not forgive those who transgressed against us. Even God did not forgive those Israelites who did not worship Him. He sent snakes to eat them. He says He's the God of vengeance. God do not forgive. Therefore, anybody who messed up with the Biafrans will never be forgiven, regardless of whatever Christianity they brought to us. We'll overlook it and go through our own little tradition. Thank you, Director. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. That was Brester Mamesu. Thank you very much. Let us try and take a call again from the phone. If you don't want to speak, you let us know. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Amazing. Amazing stuff. Who is this? Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone? I don't know why somebody would call Radio Biafra and decide not to say anything. Can you hear me?
Yeah, hello.
Give us your name and where you are, please. And don't listen to your radio. Your name and where you are.
Hello.
Amazing stuff. Amazing, amazing, amazing. People still don't get it. This is Radio Biafra, please, if you call us on the phone. Once we can confirm that we can hear your voice, you proceed to say what you would like to say, please. Because there is a time delay of about 3.5 seconds before our voice gets to you if you are listening on your system as opposed to talking to us over the phone or on Skype. Please, Kara, what's happening? Are we very close to, how many are we now on Facebook? Are we very close to 81,000 or is it 82,000? Which one is it? Okay, please go back. Let us take this call. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello?
Yes, your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
My name is Henry, calling from the United States.
From the U.S., which state are you in?
Louisiana.
Okay, Louisiana, please go ahead. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to ask some questions because I've been listening to the moderator speak on the radio. About this issue of Biafra, reorganization of Biafra, how are we fighting this case? Are we fighting through the clause in the through the clause, the amalgamation clause? Are we fighting through the courts, International Court of Justice? Or, I really need to understand where, before I make my comment, please.
We are fighting by every means, and as I said previously, nobody sought our consent before joining us into the devil's contraption called Nigeria. We are fighting Nigeria by every means possible. We are going through the court. We are going through God Himself. We are going through every spirit of destruction we can bring upon the country. Anything that we can wish upon Nigeria that does it harm, we shall do so. We are not pursuing it in only one way, my dear brother. Legally, yes. Illegally, yes, as well.
Okay, fine. Thank you. Now, let me come back to, analyze, look at this issue a little bit in depth. We all know the dynamics of Nigerian politics. It's so funny that, you really don't even understand it very well. You know, the Europeans, we always align with ourselves. They are their traditional allies. And they can't party let us do. So if we're talking about picking up building militancy, the moment any woman builds militancy, the whole tribe in Nigeria will descend on us. Believe me, you can know that. Are these the same people that have been shouting that they run out of Nigeria? That's how deep their hatred for us goes.
I agree with you very much, and let me explain to you, my dear brother. There is a saying where we.
Yeah, all these minorities in us, if you are not how deep their hatred for us goes.
Yes.
The moment we take up arms, they will defend on us. They've done it before, and they will take it again.
Can I explain something to you, please? So we can continue. We have time. We are going to be here for a while, so don't worry about that. We have time. Let's debate this your issue to rightful conclusion, my dear brother. 1967 to 1970 is not 2013 to 2015, and I will tell you why. As powerful, let me finish, please. It's important. I finish this. as powerful as powerful as the US is, they could not defeat an ideology, Al Qaeda, in Afghanistan. They cannot. They're negotiating with them. They are hang on. They are negotiating with them right now. Do you understand me, my dear brother? The world has moved on so much that we don't need to rely on imported anything anymore to sustain a wider campaign. We are saying this very clearly so our people understand that right now, as we are saying this, the new Biafra we are looking for is a very simple one. They either let us go or will destroy the entire country. The entire country will come down. Men and women and children will die. We will die, no doubt about that, but they will come with us. We will kill as many of them as possible. This is not 1967. You must realize that. Technology has advanced.
Yes, I agree with you, my brother. You see, now let us look at this issue you just raised now. The issue of a Muslim and a Christian fighting. Can we sustain that kind of fight, the Muslims that have been in Afghanistan? Our culture sometimes doesn't give us that room to sustain that kind of fight.
We can sustain it, and I'll tell you why we can sustain such campaign for a very long time. I'll tell you why. Because
our culture has,
no, it's not our culture. Not
that we should go and pray to God to come and fight for us. Look at that. Imagine that kind of rubbish.
I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. I know. I agree with you. I will show you a picture of Rochas dining with people that killed his own people. We have the picture. We'll publish it very soon. Dining with the people that killed your own children. You can see Rochas drinking with him, eating with him. And people are telling me, oh, well. You see, some of them, they're not well. They're not well.
Have somebody assassinate this woman and take them out. Anybody that is a threat to the state of the nation of Israel, if Israel can't take you, they will take you out.
The Prime Minister of Israel, only that he went and signed an accord saying that they can share Jerusalem, he was killed in front of his own eyes.
He was killed.
So, and because of that, no other Israeli Prime Minister will try such nonsense again. You understand?
Of course.
We'll publish it in a minute. So that
I don't know what you're saying. On the issue of my sister selling their son, and there's no moral justification for what they did. No moral justification for what they did. Because if I'm looking at where we are coming from, we the Igbos, we fought the land we lost, we were hit. We lost everything we had. Like I said, there's no moral justification for what they did. And that's why I'm supporting this issue of Jakarta, because all we can do is send it. On the rocks they are doing. And maybe the land can fail. We were given 3 pounds at the end of the war to start life all over again. Do you know how many of us, the impact of that thing is beyond the comprehension, of the damage that thing did to us. My brother, I can only support and see my mind. Have to say.
Thank you very much, and I welcome it completely. Wholeheartedly, the way you started, the way you finished, I love it so much. We want to be interrogated. People should come here and put us to the test. That is why we are here, to serve our people in truth and honesty. Thank you very much, and continue to speak to our people in the U.S. for them to wake up. Some of you are waking up, which is very good, but most of you still have huge hamburgers and gallons of soda, which is not very good. Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you. Let us go to the to Skype and see. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype, please. Your name and where you are.
Okay, good evening.
Good evening. You're speaking very far. I don't know if you're 2 miles away from your speaker. It is very far. What is going on?
No, I'm close.
That is better now. It's better now. Please go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, my name is Okwuoma Abuchi. I'm calling from Anambra State. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Okwuoma, we can hear you loud and clear. Go ahead.
Yes. The other time, there was a time you were talking and you said people that are not able to donate for the transmitter, that probably they are not, you are not happy with them. The reason why I'm calling is that personally, there are a lot of us who might not be able to donate for the transmitter, but we are doing, putting in our best, you understand, to spread the news about Radio Biafra. Like I told you the last time, I've been adding my friends on Facebook, and I download the everyday's program. I make sure everybody around me listens to it, you understand, because there are so many news we get from this Radio Biafra.
Oh God, have we lost him? The evil network in the zoo has struck. We have lost our dear brother who was speaking to us. What a shame. What a shame. And we loved what he was saying. What a shame. Yes, Kara, what do you want to say?
Yeah, because he's back home. He's in Anambra. Like he says, he can't donate. He's not able to donate. But this is what we don't want. We don't want people down there. That's shameful for us in diaspora that can help those back home. He probably is. It's so much money to use Skype and to use these things to have data on there. I mean, it's 10,000 Naira just to download a program. So obviously, you know, he may have just run out of credit. Although they do try to take us, they do try to affect the internet when they know we're on air, you know.
Yes, which is rather very sad. Let's go and take this call, please. Give us your name and where you are. Turn the system off, please. This is Radio Biafra.
My name is Samuel from Manchester. Please, Nambi, good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah. 2 days ago, I called you seeking to be connected with Biafrans in and around Manchester. And then you promised that you will call, you will send me numbers or you. Yeah, but
why didn't you call me off air to ask for that information? Is it?
I did.
How can I give it to you now? Is that possible?
No.
Can I give it to you now? I can't give it to you now. So you wait until after the program. You call back.
I did the same thing, Nnamdi. That's very nice. I did the same thing. I called after the program. You said you would send me a text message. Remember?
Have you? Sorry.
Pardon? I did when I called when you were on air, and then you asked me to call back after the program.
Yes.
And then I called back. You said you were going to send the message, text me the number. It's 2 days now. I haven't heard.
I know. I sent information to people from Manchester. Maybe it wasn't to you, and we'll try and do that after this program. Because I know I did put people in Manchester in touch with each other, and I'm sure one or two, even two of them, can call to verify that.
Sorry, Nnamdi, I didn't.
I know that I put people in touch with each other in Manchester. I know that maybe not to you, and I do apologize. We'll try and get that sorted after this program. Please go ahead.
All right, I'll be waiting. No, thanks. I only called for that.
For that information only? Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. Can you give us your name and where you are, please? Can you hear me? Oh, no. It's I don't know where the ringing is coming from. It's amazing. I don't know. No. We can't take the call. We cannot take the call, please, because of the ringing. I don't know why that is the case. We'll try and stop this and then retake the call. Do we have anybody on Skype? Please give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. Hello? No. Still problems with the connection. Still problems with the connection. The time now is coming up to 5 minutes to 5 minutes to 9 p.m. here in London. Let's go to the telephone and take this call. Your name and where you are, please. Lower your system. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, it's me, Onuzurike.
Yes.
I'm in Stuttgart.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Germany, Stuttgart.
From Stuttgart in Germany. Please go ahead. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead. Didn't they hear what? They weren't able to hear me or what? We don't know what is happening. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, that's a shame because we met some gentlemen from Stuttgart the other day, actually. That would have been quite an interesting call. We're now 81,049 members on Facebook. And like the gentleman said in Anambra, he himself cannot do much, but he's adding his Facebook friends. And this is what, if everybody went back through and checked, I'm sure that you'll find I did it today, and I found a couple more that I haven't that have been added into mine and haven't been added into the Facebook group. This is one of the things that we can help, because we really need to raise awareness. Go back, check, and make sure that you've added all your friends. If you do have difficulty, please try and contact one of us. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Let's take this call. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please. We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? No, they can't. They cannot hear me. And the caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear, director.
This is Radio Biafra. Please go ahead.
Yeah, this will be calling from Sweden.
Yes.
The director, to the news of the day. Yeah, I think, in my own opinion, that what the one is really saying, he's right in his own view, but I think he's a wake-up call for all of we Biafrans. Flami Kayode said this last week, and just a few days ago, Gowon said his own. Yeah, like, to what we in Sweden, in some part of Sweden, have been doing, telling people about this struggle and telling them about this cause. To my own surprise, someone, even me, that wasn't even born in the Eastern region, but I made some erroneous statements and some things that wasn't supposed to be made some days ago, which I regretted. Now, the fire is really burning in me. To the utmost, to my surprise today, someone is like telling me that your own person, as in you, the director, that don't really know how our Igbo people behave, that definitely this money is telling everybody to pay, that this guy is trying to siphon this money and to open a shop. You understand all this shop mentality of all these our people. I couldn't just fathom this. I couldn't understand. Now, I just realized that there are a whole lot of people who will really not just want to dance to this tune of this struggle. Definitely, they will just be laughing at us. And I mean our fellow people. I can't just imagine someone saying this from his own mouth. That
you presented the same logic yesterday is a rehash of what was discussed yesterday, and we don't have time for such people. And I will tell you today what I told you yesterday. Tell that person that he or she was fathered by a Hausa person. No Igbo person can speak that way. Let me finish. Tell that particular person that if they tune in every day, they will hear VOA, Hausa service, BBC, Hausa service, French 24, Hausa service, Deutsche Welle, Hausa service, China Radio, Hausa service, that this is Radio Biafra for Biafran service. Go and tell that particular person that Radio Biafra is live on the air, broadcasting to the whole world. We are here to restore Biafra in truth and honesty. Tell the person to call Radio Biafra if they are brave enough. People, we are saying a lot of things in America, and I went to the U.S. I said to them, call me in your wife's kitchen and I will come there and debate you there. Right away, they disappeared. Tell this particular person that this is Radio Biafra. They can call on the air and debate us on any issue. Tell them we don't have time for them. We have bigger fishes to fry. Tell them tell them to go and join Nigeria when we confront Nigeria.
Yeah, exactly.
Because this is Radio Biafra. We don't have time for such people and gossip. We have outgrown that. They were not there when we started Radio Biafra, and they will not be there by the time we get Biafra. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, my name is Asuzu Chinedu Peters.
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to go straight to the point by reacting or responding to some comments someone made earlier. Someone called from Malaysia and said that it's because of poverty and lack of basic infrastructure or facilities that is keeping people away from going back to our homeland. And as such, some of them are embracing foreign faiths to survive. I must inform such mentality as quite unfortunate one. our people have found themselves in a situation they think they cannot come out from. And that mentality is a slave man mentality. And I would like to educate our people the need for us to go back home. Yes, I'm here in London, but anything I do, the first thing I have in mind is back home. In everything I do, my first priority is back home. Let me use my little business, for instance. I've not been here for quite a long time. I came here in 1st January 2011. That was my first time to ever leave my father's land. I came to this place to raise funds to start up something back home. That is the priority of everyone that leaves his homeland, and not to settle here. When I started picking up some, started working and having some little savings, I decided to set up a business. Many people advised me, hey, the kind of business you are putting up, the kind of what you're trying to do, man, if you take it back home, if you take it to East, it will not work. Don't take it to Abuja or take it to Lagos. That place, this is where the class of people that can patronize you are. Because the kind of business you are trying to do is a top class business that you cannot work in East. In Orisha precisely. You see how people are low mental or something. You know, they, so many people, our own people. Now, tell me, how can our place develop if we scatter our resources outside? We have scattered our resources, invested it outside, leaving our own homeland. And that is one of the biggest challenges we are facing. If the entire Igbos, if the entire Biafrans, anywhere in the world, put half of their investment back home, it would be very difficult for someone to say, I don't have a job, I can't feed my family. It has related into the situation, come down to the health situation where people now eat their own children. Because I would say it is eating their own children, cooking their own children, and eat. Because there is no difference. Just like our mom, they say, there is no difference between you selling your baby and cooking the person, your baby, to eat. You've eaten the life of that child. You've eaten the destiny of that child. You've eaten the identity of that child. You've lost the child. You've lost the child forever. So why will our people keep that mentality of, I don't want to take my investment back home? Majority of people here in London, in Southeast London that I'm staying, majority of them have their investment and their houses. And they even boast of it. I have 2 houses in Lagos. I have bought another land in Abuja. Just Abuja, Lagos. How many have you done in Aba? How many have you done in Onitsha? How many have you done in Atenugu? How many have you done in Aba Kilifi? What investment do you have in Aba? What investment do you have in the East? Now, tell me how our people can survive if they don't have work to do. If we can't develop our... It's not everything that must come to Lagos. If you want to build residential house, people need their houses back home. If you want to set up an industry, people need those industries who have capable hands to work down there. You are investing, you want to build an industry, you cite it in Ogun State, you cite it in Lagos State, because that is where the population is. Then our people back home, in order to have the opportunity of working in that factory, they have to migrate from East to come and work in a new woman's factory in Lagos. That is insane. That is the highest height of madness and ignorance. And that ignorance is the greatest, is the worst thing that has happened to our people. It is the worst thing that has happened to our people. I've always said it. This is the greatest chance that we have, and we cannot get it wrong this time. Radio Biafra is the greatest chance that we ever have to have a hope. That is the only eye we can see hope of Biafra. And people are toying with it, and people are playing low-key with it. Thank God, the few people I've talked to, they are responding. Everybody wants to get involved. Everybody wants to get involved. So why don't we keep the spirit high? Why don't we make this a reality? Why don't we bring, this is just a little effort that we can make, and it will make a whole lot of difference. It is high time our people stop talking and get down to work. My grandmother, who does not even know how to say come or go, the only English my grandmother knows and understands very well is do. You got to hear me now saying, Kemma will do. Now do, Kayamano. No movement. So it is high time our people start changing that mentality. I have to overcome, I have to ignore, I have to take aside all those sentiments and start my business back home. I settle them back home, and that business is doing good and it is responding. And I have our people. At least one or two persons or three persons that are working there it's a plus. Let everybody bring down your results. Even if it is half of what you have, you can make a difference. A whole lot of difference. It is high time we stand up. It is high time we take action. Some people are saying, God. Can God come down from heaven and save you? Even when in the wilderness, when the people are going out from Egypt, going to their promised land, they were hungry. They cried out to God that they are starving. God gave them manna, but God didn't bring it into their own home. You have to go out and bring it into your own house. You have a responsibility. When God wants to do something, he needs a tool to work with. We are the tools that God has been waiting for to work with, but our people have never made themselves available. You want God to come down again in flesh and fight for you? That is absolute ignorance. That is, anyone that is preaching that to you is from the pit of hell. Anything that goes contrary to the word of God is from the pit of hell. And that mentality is from the pit of hell. Whoever sold that to our people is from devil himself. Direct devil himself. He didn't send any representative. It is direct devil himself that spoke to our people in that manner and made their mentality to go shallow that way. So our people, I join everyone, I charge everyone to take up this crusade, to take up this challenge and bring back the dignity of our land and bring back the identity of our land. Biafra is a show. Radio Biafra is our tool to our promised land. A whole long time ago, our story has been told by enemies of Biafra. Now, Biafra, through Radio Biafra, is now giving Biafra a voice. Is now giving Biafra an opportunity to tell the world their story themselves. Nobody can tell me my story better than I do. Now is the opportunity. And thank God we have a Moses like you. Yesterday I spent with you.
Please, I can't be Moses. So Moses did not see the kingdom of heaven. Please, I'm not Moses.
I understand you, my brother.
Ojukwu was the Moses. He started it. Yes, Ojukwu started this. Okay. So he is the Moses.
Okay, you are the Joshua. The Joshua.
That is better. I accept Joshua. Thank you very much.
I hope my kids, my
yes,
brother.
Yes.
Let's go back to other people that is on the line.
Thank you very, very much, man. I cannot be Moses because Moses has come and gone. It's now time for us to enter into God's own inheritance, where he gave to us. And we know who these people are. Where is Chidera to give us the name of the people that were making idol when Moses went up to go and get the Ten Commandments? They are the likes of Owazirike. The ground will open up and swallow them. Those that cheat, loot, pillage, kidnap, and rape in the name of Biafra. They have a surprise coming very soon. And they'll be shocked when it is released. Yes, please, Carol. Yes, what do you want to say?
Yes, I know it's past nine, but I'm just reading on Facebook. There's a comment, there's a post there, how Governor, I can't pronounce his name very well, Saul Lamido, Governor, he's agreed with Goodluck Jonathan. He said that Nigeria won't break. He said that the ordinary Nigeria doesn't have the capacity to unite because they are burdened by poverty. They have taken away from you their your dignity, your self-esteem, your pride, your self-worth, so you cannot even organize yourself. That they are up there, that they are the elite, and they will never let Nigeria break. Because the common man, he said that you will never lose, because the common man loses nothing. What is he losing? He is already living in hell, so therefore he cannot lose anything more than this hell. That's the governor telling you blatantly what he's done. I'm proud of the man, because he's telling you that he's taken away everything from you, and he's broken you. And there is, you're going to stay in hell. He's actually literally just said it. Trust me, I'll be very, very angry if we do not prove this man wrong. Because we are uniting. We're here. We're Radio Brafa. We're united. And we're busting up Nigeria.
We are going to get where we're going to. Nothing can stop us. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Hello, Mr. Nandi. My name is Ozemen. I'm calling from Germany.
From Germany. Please go ahead.
Mr. Nandi, there's something I want to say about this God one. I want to use this opportunity to say,
are you, Holy Ghost, sorry, fire, my brother, are you in a TV station? Because I can hear another person talking. I don't know if you're in a TV station. Are you?
I'm listening to Caro, what Caro is saying, but can you turn it off, please?
Or you turn it off completely? Please talk to us via Skype, because it's only our voices you'll be hearing until you go back to listen to the live transmission. Please go ahead.
Okay, can you hear me loud and clear?
That's
now?
That's better now. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I want to use this opportunity to say that Holy Ghost fire will consume this man called Gowan, you know. And when I look at the picture of this lady carrying that 6 years or just a little boy on her arm, you know, I beg your pardon?
To go and sell now, selling their own child.
Yeah. When you look at the face of that lady, you know, we're talking about this war or anything against this zoological country called Nigeria. You can see that from that picture, you can look at the face of that lady. You can see that she's almost, I don't know, you know, it tells the truth about what is happening in Biafra land. You know, these people are using this opportunity, just like during the time of Biafran war, during the time of starvation, that time they starved the children. So this is another way, a trick that they are using now with the cattle realers, and also by introducing a hunger in Igbo land, you know. And then you can see the face from that woman. You can tell a story of what that represents, you know. There's a lot of starvation going on now in Biafra land. The Hausa don't want to make it open, but they're using this way, using the cattle to destroy the crops from the Igbo land, where they know that the Igbos can feed or trade with, you know. So when I see these pictures, I feel so sorry for my people, because, you know, we're talking about this transmitter. I don't want to debate on it, because you have said so much about it, you know. It's left for us to do something about it. Then when I look at the other picture, where the wife, the mother of Jonathan donated a hostel, you know, I ask myself, where on earth has the mother of Bush or Clinton donated or built anything in the United States as Nigerians are doing, you know? So you can see that it's because I, you know, in my own point of view, I'm seeing it as if it is because of the 2015 election, which they want to contest for themselves, you know? So she's trying to pull a weight so that people can contribute for vote for his son, her son, you know? So I don't know. Okujumono, obro okunine kanga chita ni English. You understand? But
yes.
It's hard for me to express my feelings. You know, yesterday I listened to a lady from Ngozi or something from Sweden. Right? Whenever I listen to that lady, I cry in and out of me. You know, I don't know. English is not my language, honestly. You know, there's some ways I can't find how to express myself in English. You understand? So when I use my own language, the barrister said, you know, other people are listening to us. We, you know, we have to say this in English so that people can carry on and feel the way we feel, the pains that we are feeling. And I also thank the group or the members from Germany who came to London studio, you know, to discuss with you people. And we here in Germany, we had a meeting yesterday. I was with Fred Onyali, we're all in Skype yesterday, so I think we are coming up with something good, and I wish in time do that you people here from Germany, how we are organizing things and how things are going on with us. So that is my own contribution for this evening. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and we are grateful for that. Let's go straight to the line. Give us your name and where you are, the caller on the phone, your name and where you are. Please turn your system down.
Okay, I'll tell you first. Hello?
Yes, go ahead. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Oliver Uju.
Yes.
I'm calling from London.
From London. Go ahead. Go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Okay. I want to praise you for your efforts, Nandi. What you're doing with your team. I've been listening for a very long time, and I just want to offer a few things that that has been on my mind. My people, the Igbos, are the architect of their own problems. We, my age group is that we grew up during the Civil War. We saw it. I was about 10 years, 11 years when the war was fought. We suffered it, and at the end of it, what we saw in those days are still. In fact, things have gotten worse now. It appears, like you said, our people, God has abandoned us. We are a cursed people. That's the way I look at it now, because our ears are blocked to advice, and the other people, our enemies, are using it against us. Why would an Igbo man go to Lagos, Abuja, and continue to develop those places? Every day, so many of them, I was reading in the newspaper the other day, even Lang Kwakano, giving him a land to build a heart hospital in Abuja.
Yes, of course.
I don't know if this is confirmed. When I read it,
no, of course it's confirmed.
I shed tears.
It is. Peter Obi, of course, Peter Obi has 15 billion naira shopping mall, a number of money sunk in Abuja.
Okay. So, Nandi, tell me, these are Igbo people. These are people who, if they did not see the Civil War, if they did not experience this, they at least read about it. They have their parents that are still alive. This is not something that happened 100 and 200 years ago. People that fought the war are still here today. Going to Lagos, doing menial job, going to Abuja to even, I must confess to you, I grew up in the north. I can speak Hausa very fluently, like any Hausa person. Yeah? There are good Hausa people. But I tell you, the people that are ruling Nigeria, people like this stupid Yakubu Gowon, who is calling himself a Christian, who is organizing the so-called Nigeria praise. I tell you, the wrath of God is upon him, because when I remember what I saw as a child, children with bloated stomachs and old elderly people dying on the streets, how we were bombed in our schools and in our marketplaces, people limbs flying up and down, people became cannibals because they couldn't find food to eat. And this man has the audacity to come and tell us about how to pray. Anyway, I don't have anything to say about him, because I want God to give him long life on earth here for him to see, because what is happening in his own city, in his own country, in Plateau State today, is a punishment from God. They've used him to go and kill the so-called, he said he's a Christian, fellow Christians, and now they have turned back and are killing their people in Plateau State today. He cannot run away from it. I just pray that they will avoid killing the poor people in Plateau and go for his own family. So, the problem we should concentrate on is to educate our people about the issue of coming back home to settle. There's nothing like home. The Igbos made Lagos today. I don't even blame the Yorubas when they said that when they asked the Igbo to leave. You know that there's nothing like one Nigeria. The basis of one Nigeria is that oil. The day it dries up, then they will look you in the face and tell you to go to hell. There are oil in some parts of the north. I live there, I work there. They have their own mineral resources that is hidden from the sight of other Nigerians, or they are not being publicized. Nobody is touching them. They have loads of mineral resources in the north, underground. It's not being explored. We are oil dependent. Everything we do is oil. And where is the oil coming from? From the east. Once it is dried up, then they will look you in the face and tell you to go to hell. And there's nothing you can do. So the basis of this one Nigeria is this oil. Our people need to look back. They need to think. When we are insulted in other parts of the country, I can see the reason why. Because it is it appears our people are deaf. They continue to go to the innermost part of the north to go and develop. There's nowhere. I've been to Sokoto, I've been to... don't you just mention it, any part of the north. So many of those interior villages, you will find Igbo people there trading, developing, building their houses. I tell you, so many of the mega... Look at the Peter and his brother, the musician. Have you seen their house in Lagos?
Yes.
What is their name? I don't know what they call them. They call them, I don't know their name.
The musician.
Their business name.
Yeah.
All right.
Business name.
All right. Go and look at their house in Lagos. And go back to Anambra State or Enugu, where they come from. Go and see if there is any of such thing there. They are living in splendor in Lagos. But Igbo land is chasing them. The blood of the people killed there is chasing them. Unless they do something, unless they open their eyes, think. Because definitely that country is not going to continue to be one. The basis of that one Nigeria is the oil.
That is true.
The Igbo people that came during the war, some of them were living in open lands, open schools, in churches. That is because they spent all their time in Lagos and didn't build a place to go back to. It is something that is happening today. They have not learned any lessons. That is why the governor of Kano State has even told them to go. You know, in so many words, if you can listen to House of Service, the problem is our people, when they want to pass messages, they go to all those, radios that they speak their own language alone.
Yes, of course.
So that you, who do not understand, will not know that the Fulani man that is carrying his radio all over the place is much more enlightened than some evil men that have second and third degrees. They have their small radios, even as they migrate from place to place. That is where they pass the information. That is where they tell them what to do, and they follow it to the list. But my people, we do not have nothing at all. Look at the common transmitter that you are appearing about. If it was in the north, one person, one man will come up and say, I will buy 10, and he will supply it, and that is it. But my people are holding their money, putting it in the bank, planning for tomorrow, and then going to other places to become slaves. It is a big shame. It's something that angers me. Most of the problem we have is our fault, is the fault of the Igbos. As for the leaders, the so-called leaders, those people that we have voted in to go to Lagos and represent us, I think we have to do something if we need representatives in that country. I mean, we cannot have our legs, one in Nigeria and the other one we are fighting for Biafra. It's not possible.
It is not. It's serving two masters, and you can't do that. You can't serve two masters.
Exactly.
You cannot.
Exactly.
You can't do that.
Because so many of them don't even believe in Biafra because they know what they are getting in Nigeria.
That is true.
They are picking the crumbs from under the table and they are satisfied with it. How long can we go on that way? I don't know. So I want to contribute and tell you that I like what you're doing. I'll pray for you. We continue in whichever way that we will contribute practically. I don't believe in all this talking. You can talk, okay, to enlighten some people, to pass information. But it's about time we begin some practical aspect of it.
Yes.
Because I listened to the church man, the pastor, who said things about practicality. Yes, we have learned that, the guy that called from Ireland, we've left that part of religion. We need to put things in practice. Because the Bible said, faith without work is dead. If we have said that therefore is going to be achieved in the next few years, and we don't do anything about it, obviously it's not going to be possible. We need to put things in place. We need to start doing things practically. They are killing our people all over the place in the north. And the same people that are being killed are still going back there. They have their children, their families. Look at the other man you spoke about yesterday. Yes. He refused to go back, but now they've killed his three children. Now he is going back empty-handed. No, isn't that foolishness?
No, he's going to bury them. No, he's going back. No, he'll bury the children and then he'll go back to Canada.
Okay, when he goes back, he goes there to marry again and start producing children, then we kill them again and we bring them back. What is wrong with my people? What is there in the north? Is it the weather? Is it what is it? What that they are looking for?
Oh, as if the flies. Flies. Only flies.
I'm not even trying to get my degree. We are blessed with everything in that Igbo land.
I don't know. It's terrible. It's terrible.
So I am very, very sorry because Ojukwu is dead. Before you can find some other person in Igbo land that will stand and say, look, they are all praising him now, but the other day, just like they have abandoned you now, they all abandoned Ojukwu. As soon as he died, they started chorusing, singing about his goodness and all that, all over Nigeria, even all over the world. We are in Britain. Britain helped to eliminate Biafra. What did we do to Britain? No. Now, when I see them on the TV talking about helping those, where were they when Biafra was fighting? They supported Nigeria with their abominations, their men and materials. Just because we said we wanted to be on our own. We didn't want any problem. We are being killed in this place. Nobody's helping us. We're going home. When we went home, the one said, okay, in one Nigeria, he turned his statement. Before it was Araba. That means let us divide by force. Araba, Bali, that means by force, we have to separate. When he knew that the Igbos have gone home and are going to be going there to better their lives, he turned it. But to serve Nigeria or to do what Nigeria is a task that must be done. British and Russia and other parts of the world, they backed them with men and materials. And with God, we were able to resist the war for 3 good years. Where are these people that did these things? Where is the evil spirit?
They died in 1970 and Hausa's fathered some of us that are left now.
Is it because the eastern region has been split into so many states, the Anambra and the and Imo states now don't know that they are brothers? They are telling each other to go home. We should sit down and think about the way we used to be. We resisted not only Nigeria. As for Nigeria could not have done anything to Biafra. It is the world. We fought the world. We fought the powers of this world for 3 good years. Under air, land, and sea blockade, and survived. We manufactured our own food, ammunition, everything, beauty products. Under land, air, and sea. Before Awolowo was said that hunger is a legitimate weapon of war. Without that, there's no way Nigeria and all the powers would have defeated Biafra if we had food to eat. So, where is this spirit? Where are these people? What has happened to my people? I do believe that probably what you said is true. God has abandoned us.
No, it's there for everyone to see. You know, we used to make fun of Hausa people. When you say Otorobobukweha, they will say they want to see it with their two eyes. God has abandoned us. And people are saying, it's not true. It's not true. When did you hear that men, that families, couples are selling their children to eat? Not even during the war. It didn't even happen. People were...
I didn't hear Hausa. I didn't be also, not even our own people. I didn't be also, to be alive, to fight. I've never seen this kind of thing before.
In our land, couples are selling their children because they are hungry. Yet, people that live in America, people that live in Europe and in Asia, they cannot see it. People fail. I sometimes ask God, I said, what type of spirit did you give these people?
a spirit of wickedness, a spirit where people are so blinded that even Pharaoh is better than them. They cannot see that their own people are being consumed. They kill you in the north, you come back, bury your children, and then you go back. Hey!
There must be a problem there, Nandi, for that kind of thing to be happening. I called an uncle there. I sent him money. I said, go home. You've been in this year. I thought, what have you even achieved? Nothing at all. I'm working with Stalin. I said, Stalin has folded up and gone home. You are still working for money that is being owed 200 years ago. You're not going to get, you're going to die there. You see? So, our people are obstinate. And the reason why is because I think God wants to do something, because when,
of course, now
there must be a reason why God has made our people like Pharaoh very obstinate. He wants to glorify his name, and we are waiting. Fingers are crossed.
I will tell you why. If you go to the Americas, if you go to the Caribbeans, they're full of Igbo people. These are naturalized. They were taken there as captives and then turned into slaves. They are there. If you come to our land, we were killing twins until Melisereso and the rest of them came and told us that nonsense should stop. Today, in Igbo land, you have Osu. Do you think that God is stupid? You practice Osu. You kill twins. You've not atoned for them. You've not washed your hands clean. You sold your own flesh and blood into slavery. And you want God to bless you. It's impossible. I said to our people, believe you me, the only thing that can save us is Biafra. Without Biafra, before our own two eyes, before our own generation dies off, God will destroy the race completely. He will wipe us clean from the face of the earth. And then, wherever you are in the world, you'll be a slave. Do you know that David Cameron in England bought us a special bus for deportation? Have you seen it? Have you seen the bus they bought for deportation?
Yeah. It's going about in Brent and most places.
Oh, have you seen it now? They bought a special bus in England for our people to know. Ambulating over the streets of England. If they catch you, you are gone to back to the zoo.
Yeah.
It's here for us.
Yeah.
These are for people they claim don't have papers. They are coming for those with papers because there is a clause in the British law that says if they accuse you of any crime, they can withdraw British passport from you. The owner of Harrods, Mohammed Al Fayed.
Yeah.
He does not have a British passport. Any day that they can deport him.
He's relocated. He's not the place for them already.
Thank you very much. He's a multi-billionaire. He had to run away from here. Talk less of.
He's taking his business away to another place.
Talk less of chaffs, of cleaners and healthcare workers
and security men.
They will use Razza Zapugezi. You go. And that place we are running from, God will show it to us and then destroy us inside the land. Biafra, people don't know what Biafra is. Biafra is the only thing that can save you. That is why it's not cheap. Biafra cannot come so cheaply. Biafra is not something you jump and say, oh, Biafra, come, and Biafra will come. No, you have to sweat tears, sweat itself and the blood before Biafra comes so that you will value it. And in the process, we are asking God for forgiveness, whatever our forebears did in relation to Arosi, Osu, killing of twins, selling our people. Please, God in heaven, forgive us.
Amen.
Thank you for calling. Thank you very much. That this is Radio Biafra. Here we preach the truth. We tell you what is happening before it happens. We remind ourselves of who we are. God loves us. He used to love us before. He still loves us now, but he wants us to leave the bad things we are doing and follow the righteousness, the path of truth and the light. And he will bless us once again. We are not criminals. We are not liars. We are not deceivers, because we cannot be. Radio Biafra is scrupulously clean, without blemish, incorruptible in every way, shape, and form. I have said it before. For people who doubt the sincerity of Radio Biafra, I will say it again and again and again. I have written my will. If you want, I'll publish it. It reads, any day I leave Biafra and talk about something else, I didn't say talk about Nigeria. You know, there's a difference from talking about Biafra and talking about Nigeria and something else. Any day I stop talking about Biafra, the restoration of Biafra in truth and honesty, and talk about something else. I didn't say even join Nigeria. If you kill me, you will not go to jail. It's in my will. Please kill me, because I don't deserve to live. Any day we abandon this struggle and begin to talk nonsense, please, wherever you see us, you kill us. I don't know for the rest of the crew at Radio Biafra, the editorial board, I'm talking about myself. It's because I have nothing to hide, no skeleton in my cupboard. That is why I can stand up and speak boldly before anybody. I will tell you who you are. And when I came, if there's something I've done, come out in the open and say it. Not behind my back. Come in the open. Let public conscience be our judge. That is why we went to America. We went to Canada. We toured America state by state, looking for people who were castigating Radio Biafra from Facebook. I couldn't find them. I was begging them to come out of their homes. They were running in America. I came to America to see them. They all have guns. I don't have anything. Because in America, the same way you buy hamburgers is how you can buy a gun. Despite their guns they have in their houses, they were running away from me. Because they cannot stand the truth. They know what we are. If you like, you support Transmitter. If you like, you don't. We are going to buy one anyway, regardless of what you do. If you like, support Biafra. If you like, you don't. Biafra is coming. But I promise to you that you need a visa to come in there, regardless of who you are. If you join Nigeria, we'll fight all of you together and crush all of you. Because we have one thing that all of you don't have. You don't have God. You don't have truth. You don't have honesty. You don't have sincerity. All these things we have in abundance. That is why we have walked through the valley of shadow of death and came out on the other side alive. That is nothing we have not seen in this very struggle. And we are going to continue. The more obstacles we encounter, the more glorious we know that Biafra is going to be. It's like everything in life. The more hard work you put into it, the more rewarding the outcome. So we know that Biafra is going to be something very special, very extraordinary, we must say. We have to acknowledge Carol, who is leaving us now. Is that correct?
Yes, it's getting late now. It's 20 to 10 now. So I'm going to say goodnight, guys. I usually go out at 9, but I'm still there, and I will be listening. And I know you're going to carry on for another 20 minutes. Okay, everybody, good night. Take care.
Thank you very much, Carol. Thank you for your service. You are not even... I wish... of course, we have some. Chidera is there, and also Maureen Ezechukwu is there. Our dear sister, very beloved sister, Ngozi is there. Rita is there. Nonye Manning is there. We have our people who are dedicated, people who are fearless. Our women are fearless. Amarachi Okpara is there. We have our people all over the place fighting very hard to make sure, praying for us, and that is why we've survived. The only reason why Radio Biafra editorial board up until now has not been riveled with split is because Nwada Amarachi is there. The calming influence of a genuine Biafran woman as a glue that keeps binding us together. That is why when we remember the women we have in this very movement inspired by Radio Biafra, we know we are going to go places. We are going to accomplish a lot, and nothing is going to stop us. This is Radio Biafra. From 2 hours every day, we have now moved on to 3 hours. A lot of people are writing this evening and asking for account number. I don't know why they are doing so. A lot of people are writing. They are writing everywhere, both on Skype, and even some people are messaging me on Facebook, saying we should let them know. We are not begging anybody anymore because it's coming anyway, regardless. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. We have somebody on the phone. Can you please give us your name? I don't think they can hear us. They called Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Okay, I can hear you. Hello.
Can you turn your radio off? You are listening to your radio, waiting for my voice to come through. Please turn it off. When you call Radio Biafra, please turn off your system. Turn off your system, please. The time now is coming to 20 minutes to 9 p.m. here in London this very evening. That this is Radio Biafra, wherever you have listened to us from all over the world. Please tell those around you. Don't keep it to yourself. It is good news. Tell the people around you. tell them that this is their station because you run this station, you support it. You finance this very station the same way we finance the BBC. Nobody is asking the BBC every day to say, oh, what are you going to do? We are doing what we're asked to do anyway. We are broadcasting. That's why we are here, and that is what we are doing. The same thing that the BBC, Al Jazeera's of this world, CNN's are doing. That is exactly what we are doing. Why would anyone have need to question our work or question our sincerity? That is why we say to Nigeria to watch out for us. We are not going to retreat, neither are we going to surrender. That when our late leader, His Excellency, Dame Odumegwu Ojukwu, said that even the grass will fight for Biafra, he was correct. Absolutely correct. That time is now. We are going to confront Nigeria with something they have not seen before. It is a promise made in the open because we are not cowards. We don't fight secretly. We will tell you we are coming because we have not done anything wrong to anybody. We have not stolen from anybody. The only crime we committed is to allow Frederick Lugard to defeat us in battle and take us into, of course, God allowed him to because we were sinful. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Please, Director. Go ahead. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Okay. Good evening, Director. God bless you.
And you too, my brother.
Okay. The Director, concerning my name is Charles Chijoke. Imagine. I'm calling from Kyiv, Ukraine.
Yes, go ahead.
I want to ask the question concerning the iniquity, the sins that Biafrans have committed for a long time as we are breaking it for us. I so much believe in what God can do, and I so much know that God is somebody who you cannot come with if you are a sinner. You understand? So yes. I want to ask, what are we going to do for God to forgive us from this iniquity that we have committed? Because Bible says that the prayer of a sinner is an abomination before God. Because maybe we are praying for God on air, for God to help us, for God to do this, for God to do. Why? Maybe as I'm saying it, maybe our prayer is not even reaching anywhere. It's not even reaching to the throne of the Almighty God.
Because we are sinful. We are sinful. That's what.
Yes. So I'm suggesting, is there a way? Because when the time of Israel, when they start worshiping idol, God will turn his back against them, and the some country will come and take them captive, and God will still raise a prophet that he will send a message to go and tell my people that the hour has come for me to rescue them, but they have to confess come out from their iniquities and focus onto their God that created them. So I am suggesting, is there a way for us if it is 3 days praying and fasting, then this thing will be the message will be sent to everybody, even in diaspora, even back home, that Biafran land have to set a praying and fasting for at least a day or 2 days or even 1 hour, but in accordance to ask for forgiveness before God so that we can be able to survive. Because I believe that iniquity is going to take us back. What is happening back home now concerning poison? Igbo people are killing each other. We kill ourselves by poisoning each other. Even when the people that do something like that to their own fellow brother, they will be alive, even standing to help and bury, carry the corpse into the grave, and they are not even bothered. It's not the same. It's not even moving them. They don't even have fear. You understand? So many things that have so many iniquities. Not only the one that you have mentioned. So many. If we start mentioning it, it's too much. But I'm kind of suggesting that the time has come for we to ask for mercy from God, to seek the face of God, so that we can be able to achieve our goal.
Yes, so that's my suggestion. Yes, that face that God wants you to seek is the transmitter.
Yes,
that is the face that God wants you to seek, because with the transmitter in our land, we'll cleanse the place up immediately.
Okay,
we will announce to our people what they need to do to return to God. We have men of God, genuine one, not a womb, not these criminals in the Bible.
Yes,
people that will come, and you will know that indeed that the kingdom of heaven has arrived. They will tell our people what to do in time gone by. Kesia for Juala, what we have to do to atone for the mess that we are as a race. And then you see the blessing of God will come down. That's what God wants us to do. And he's punishing us so we can go back to worshiping him in truth and honesty.
Okay, Director, I'm very, very grateful for that. Because my conscience have come down concerning on what are we going to do. But for now, by the special grace of God, Ukraine is coming out any moment from now, so that we can be able to contribute for the transmitter. And I believe that our transmitter have been mounted spiritually, and we are waiting for it to be seen physically. And I believe that by the special grace of God, our transmitter will be there, and this work will continue for the progress and the getting back of the Biafra in a position. Because even what you are saying concerning the boss they are put in England, our people are supposed to understand that that the boards that have put in England concerning the boards, if they catch anybody, they will send the person back home. So what I'm saying is, I want to let
my brother stay where you are. There's somebody who's been calling all this. I need to take his call. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Hello.
Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Okay. This is Michael Alvin.
Michael who?
Michael Alvin.
Michael Alvin. And
yes.
Where are you from?
Okay, I'm calling from Malaysia.
You're Michael Alvin. Are you a Malaysian citizen or are you a Biafran?
I'm a Biafran.
Where are you from in Biafra land?
Okay, I'm from Abia State in Biafra.
Where is the Alvin family in Abia State? Where is this family that answers Alvin?
Sorry?
Where is the Alvin? Is this Alvin or Alvin? Alvin?
What okay. My Igbo name is Ndubisi.
That is not your Igbo name. That is your name. And what is your father's name, please? You don't have an Igbo name. That is
my name is Alvin. My father's name is Ndubisi.
Alvin Ndubisi, that is better. Please go ahead.
All right. You did mention about talking about a war, and I think that from what we have read about the Biafran Civil War, like from 1958 to 1970, so we don't need war this time around, and we should cancel anything about war. We don't need war in this kind of thing. Restoring Biafra is not about war. It's not a warfare.
I know.
So I think that we should think of something else. I mean, how we can
restore Biafra. What is that thing else? Tell us what to do.
We should march. We should march to Biafra land. And they do say that if we don't fight, never leave in Rapman's land. So we all need to march to Biafra land.
Hold on. What did he say? If we don't fight, the never does what?
Never live in a different country. Never live in a strange land.
Where did you read that one? Which
book? So,
hold on. Let's finish one thing before we go to another one. Where did you read that? Because this is Radio Biafra. We ask you questions. You ask us. We answer. We ask you. You answer.
Okay.
Which book did you read that one? Never lives outside. Where? Which book?
Because the likes of Nelson Mandela, the likes of Gandhi of Ghana, of India. So all of them, when they were fighting for freedom, they were in their fatherland. They weren't in another land. Because this land don't have Christian where you are now. Hmm. They don't do any good thing to us. You know, they are the people that suit us. So they have to house us.
I know.
So I think we should go back to the other land and let them share the news. Some people don't know about what is going on.
Then when did, when,
the people in Biafra they have more dissidents.
Hold on, hold on. When did you start listening to Radio Biafra?
Almost 1 year now.
1 year.
Yes.
So when Nelson Mandela was in South Africa, where was he?
Sorry?
When he was in South Africa, where was he? When he was fighting, you said he was in his homeland. Where was he living when he was fighting this battle?
He was in South Africa.
Where?
I read that he was in South Africa.
You read?
Yes.
Okay, where was Gandhi?
Gandhi was in India. Gandhi was fighting India. He was in India. He was in another motherland.
Where was he in India when he was in India? Where was he? I'm coming because we at radio.
Are you asking me a question?
I'm asking you. Yeah, I'm asking you because people don't carry what I call panel beated news about on Radio Biafra and hope to get away with it. Because when there are only three places for a freedom fighter to be, three. Either you are in prison, in your grave. Listen very carefully, please, so you get it straight. Either you are in prison, you are in your grave, or you are in exile. Three. Only. Mandela was in prison.
Okay.
He was not driving a jeep. He was in South Africa in a prison. Listen very carefully, please. And compare like with like. Other people have successfully carried out their revolution. Go and ask yourself, where was ANC headquarters? Was it in South Africa or outside? It was outside, of course.
Hold on.
Let us finish so people don't misunderstand. Not when they feed you propaganda from MASOP, who are dining with Nigerian government, you buy it, hook, line, and sinker. We are here to educate you. Do you know about the Russian Revolution, where it was planned and executed?
Yes. I know about it. The Soviet Union.
Thank you. In Shoreditch here in London, in England. Do you know where they planned the American Revolution? In France. My dear brother, do you know where they planned the Iranian revolution that overthrew the Shah? Ayatollah Khomeini. It was in France. Do you know where they planned...
Hold on.
We are coming to your own case in a minute. Do you know where they planned the overthrow of Milton Obote in Uganda? Do you know where they planned the overthrow of Patrice Lumumba of Zaire? Do you know where they planned... Hold on, let me finish. Do you know where they planned the overthrow of the Taliban that was in Afghanistan? Do you know where Ahmed Karzai was before he went there to take over? Do you know where they planned the toppling of British colonial rule all over the world? Do you know where they planned the toppling of Muammar Gaddafi? Please, that this is Radio Biafra. Before you come here to speak, you must know and have all your facts ready. Because if you ask us questions, we answer. If we ask you, you answer. Please go ahead.
Okay. All right. I have a question for you. Okay. So, I'm a true Biafra son of the soil, and I really commend you for what you people have said earlier. What I'm saying that is that how long can we be in this? How long can this Radio Biafra be in London? Than taking it down to Biafra land. We have people who need to be educated. We have people who need to know more about what's going on. Because I'm telling you that people in Biafra land are more greater than people living in diaspora.
If you ask me a question,
what I'm saying now is that how long more are we going to be having a Biafra in London rather than in Nigeria and rather than in Biafra land where people should be out of the heart of Biafra.
Now listen.
Hang
on. If you ask a question, you wait. How can you ask a question and answer the question as well? Is that how you? You ask how? When are we going to go down? Do you know there is something called transmitter? Have you heard of the word before transmitter?
Yes, I know.
Have you heard of the word transmitter before?
I know.
Exactly. Then I rest my case. Once we get transmitter, you see what we will do. And let me also remind you that you don't actually have to be somewhere. We are here broadcasting. People back. Have you not heard people calling us from Owerri, from Abuja, from Onitsha, listening to Radio Biafra? Is it not the same message?
Okay.
So is it?
All right. Why? Hello.
Go ahead.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Okay. All right. why I raise this issue is because of you did mention of war. Because for me, I don't have for my own opinion, all right, I don't think that we need war to restore
Biafra. What do we need?
All right?
What do we
because
need?
If it happens now, our people will suffer more, will suffer the most. And the consequences will be upon the Biafra people. So now what I'm saying now is that we shouldn't be talking anything about war. We should try a little bit like we have already started. So we don't need to be talking about we need war, this and that, you know, that's not the issue.
You are not following Radio Biafra. We are not cowards. Please, I must make this very clear to you. What is Boko Haram doing? Are they praying? Are they in fasting? Prayer and fasting. Have you heard of the English word self-defense? Have you heard of the word defense before? I'm asking you a question. Do you know the meaning of the word self-defense?
Yes, I know.
Go and read it up. Because if you know the meaning of the word self-defense, you would know what we are talking about. We are not talking about fighting an offensive war. We didn't say we're going to colonize anybody. We said that four Hausa Fulani men cannot come into Umuekune in Irete and sack an entire village. That's what we are saying.
Okay.
I don't know if you call that war. Or you call it war, I call it self-defense. Thank you very much for calling and God bless you. This is Radio Biafra. I don't know if we still have Barrister Emmanuel with us. Barrister Emmanuel, are you with us, please? I need to confirm your presence because the program is...
Yes, Pastor, I'm here. I've been trying and itching.
Previously, you slept on duty. But now,
Narrator, just say you didn't say that because Barrister can never sleep on duty. Otherwise, his clients will lose their cases.
I hope so. You know what the Bible said about Biafra, that day that will watch over Biafra will not sleep.
Director, you are directing me straight to the Bible because a lot of people have been telling you, which of course you support them, and this is what I'm trying to repudiate, if you like. God did not abandon us. We abandoned ourselves,
yeah.
And I want everybody to hear this. If you go to the book of James chapter 1, verse 13, 14, and 15, God says, it's not my Bible, it's God. God says, when we are tempted, we should not say that God tempts us. I want children to look into this and read it for me, because while I was waiting for you to put me on, I have to abandon the chapter. But it's James chapter 1, 13, 14, and 15. God did not abandon the Biafra. We abandoned ourselves out of greed and lust, because the houses occupied our land, stifled us, removed all the things we had for eating and feeding ourselves, and then we became impoverished. As a result, we started asking for them to feed us. So whatever they ask some of us to do, we do in order to accept some pittance from them. Temptation did not come from God. Temptation comes from us. Engineered by our own fellow human being. Remember, I always tell you about constructive, or what I called in sociology, we call it construction or constructive kind of engineering in a human being, propelling you to obey the orders, which is not of your own making. In a different way, you can call it dominant ideology. The Biafrans have been dominated because they removed everything from us, stabbed us, therefore, we don't have hopes anymore. Our people are now going to Abuja, going to Lagos, where we are not wanted. Every Biafran man wants to build a Lagos, house in Lagos, build a house in Abuja, put rent. But they are so stupid, they don't know that the Biafra, the Igbo in particular, a are the ones who are building up foreign cities, making the cities as it is today. Fashola can now say that Lagos is a no man's land on his counterpart. Lagos is a robust land. But the people building Lagos today are the Biafrans, the Igbo specifically. We are the ones making Lagos the way it is today. All the infrastructure that is making Lagos booming, making Abuja booming, are the Biafrans doing it. The Igbos are the ones who can go to anywhere to obtain whatever it is in order to make a nation stand. Tell me, the director, how many Yorubas or Hausas who have chemist shops in Nigeria? Any chemist shop you see today is being conducted, erected, and controlled by an Igbo man. The Hausas don't know anything about medical or medication. The Yorubas do not know. If the Igbos anywhere, go to Kenya, go to Tanzania, go to Lagos, go to Abuja, the only people controlling chemist shop in anywhere are the Igbo people. We are the people controlling the economy of Nigeria. Why are they killing us off? Because they know our power. They know what we can do. We ship all the cars they call to Igbo. Only few minority of Yorubas are doing that. Majority are the Igbos. When you come to any business in that zoological country called Nigeria, it's the Igbos. So the answer, don't let people keep saying God has abandoned us. God did not abandon the Biafran because God says he cannot abandon his own people. We are the ones abandoning ourselves because of our creed, just like I quoted James 1:13-15. If Chidera is still there and listening, Chidera, I want you to read this out just in case the verifier is fabricating the stories. Because I cannot fabricate. I'm the landed man, and anything I'm saying you, go anywhere and read it, that's the way it is. Because before we talk anything in Radio Biafra, we have researched our own stories. Just like Director was talking to this guy who just dropped, telling me he don't know what, that freedom fighters fight in their own country. You mentioned three things to him. The guy could not stand your pressure because you are giving him example for example. He is trying, Director, but he doesn't know who he's trying. No one can bring any story before Director and get away with it. Why? Because Director has already seen it, read it, prove it before he can bring it to the public. Radio Biafra, we're not here to games. We're not here to any guesswork. Any work we have said to you is been tested, proven, and brought to a good standing. We are not here for a joke. We are here to restore Biafra. Whichever way we're going to restore it, whether by fight, by fire, or by magic, we will go through all those avenues. But all we are after is to restore Biafra. Biafra will restore. Let me tell the listeners, please get your facts before you confront Director Nnamdi Kanu. This guy doesn't take prisoners. Know your facts before you challenge him, because he will shred you. He will put you back from where you are coming from. Radio Biafra did not come up for a joke. We are not here to just come on air, talk and go home. Get your facts and confront us. We will meet you as equity comes to justice, but justice will always reign. Thank you, Director. Get Chidera to read the book of James, chapter 1.
Yes.
13:14-15. Director, I want this to be read on air. So that people can stop saying God has abandoned us. We accepted by our own creed, laws and everything. Yes. The evils are causing the trouble that we have today.
Thank you. Although, yes, Chidera, please read out what Barrister said. You have the verses in the Bible, please.
Yes. Go ahead. What he said is in the book of James, chapter 1, from verse 13-15. It says, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death.
Exactly. Not me. It is the Holy Bible, what it says. That is why we have erred. We have gone away from the righteous path, and God is punishing us. Not punishing us to kill us, but that we may see reason and return to him. So Radio Biafra is more than a radio station agitating for the restoration of Biafra. It's about spiritual purification, to take us back to where we were before. Taking us back means recognizing that Biafra is a spirit on its own. If you're infected with the spirit of Biafra, the genuine spirit, you know, there's always evil spirit and the good one. If you're infected with the good one, not the one that went into Wazirike, that they came to Imostate and killed our people and Masop did nothing. Arueme. Anyway, this is Radio Biafra. Chira, are you not going to say good night to our people?
Oh, of course I will.
Go ahead.
Thank you, wonderful people of Biafra, for listening to the news hour today. We just heard what the Bible said. We have been enticed. We were enticed by Hausas and Yoruba people. They enticed us with Abuja and Lagos, and we wanted to develop it for them. But look at what is happening today. They're already driving us away from it. Now, when we were developing it for them, they kept quiet until it was fully developed. Now they're telling us to go back to our place, that we don't belong there. So we need to go back to our place. The same way we developed those places, we can also do better, even in our own place. So, I want all of us to work very hard, because I notice that a lot of us are so lazy. There are people that who cannot even, half of the people on Facebook have not even added their friends. If they have, would have reached 1 million. Half of the people, yes, half of the people we have on Facebook can add their friends, we will get to 1 million.
So we're asking them to do that. We are asking them to please go and do that. We don't want people to question our resolve, because we are unbreakable. Our resolve is unbreakable when it comes to the issue of Biafra. We have said it time and time and time again. I remember when I was in Jerusalem and I went to pray. I went to pray at Jerusalem. At every place that is worthy of prayer, I knelt down and I prayed. And I asked God for one thing and one thing alone, that we may restore Biafra. Not just restore Biafra, but in truth and honesty, a Biafra that will be a beacon, a Biafra that we can hold up and say indeed that this is the dwelling place of God himself. So our people must realize that we are not going anywhere. We are here to accomplish Biafra, or we die trying to do so. We must make it very clear. We are here to get Biafra by every means possible. We are not relenting. There is no way we are going to back down. And that is why we always say, to me personally, I say this creed every blessed day. The creed of the sacred order of the Brotherhood of the Rising Sun. We are dedicated to the restoration of Biafra in truth and honesty. Anything else, God will kill us. Be without fear in the face of your enemies. Be brave and upright, that God may love thee. Speak the truth always, even if it leads to your death. Safeguard the helpless and do no wrong. That is my oath. I wonder what yours is. This is Radio Biafra. God will bless all of you one after the other. But more importantly, God will bless our Biafra. Thank you very much and good night.
Ibi mena no mo wagaselele.